Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
Okay, enough of that bullshit. Jake, you there, brother?
Yeah.
Jake?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's going on, baby?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Was that music cutting out on you, too?
The what?
Hello.
Was that music cutting out on you, too, when it was playing?
I just turned it on. I didn't hear it cut out any.
It sounded like it was cutting out on my end, but anyway, it already seems like my show is jacking up right now, and I don't know why, but anyway,
y'all got some snow out there or something where it's interfering with the station?
No, it ain't out here, man. We don't have none of that stuff. The only time we see that stuff is in December at Christmas time. What's going on, Tyson?
That's that backstab.
That's what?
That's that backstab.
Oh. Yeah, you just cutting out a little bit out and out. I can see already it's going to be one of those kind of shows. But how's everything going, man? What are you guys up to?
Man, I'm trying to make ends meet, but what's going on with you, Tyson?
Man, I can't call it, man. My back is hurting. Got a big-ass knife in my back. But, hey, I guess it'd be all right.
What you mean, a big-ass knife in your back? What the heck you talking about?
Man, you know when you get some big knife in your back, they call backstab when somebody done stabbed you in the back.
Huh?
Right now I'm high off Norco trying to kill the pain. But I'll be all right. What about you, KO?
Well, you know what, man? We've all gone through that. You know, and you know what? I can honestly say, Tyson, I feel your pain, brother. I feel your pain. You know, there's a lot of things that got me going this week, and it just, it's like it's snowballing. And I'm trying to figure out how to address this, this nonsense that keeps going on over and over and over. I'm pretty fucking hot right now, but I'm trying to be calm. Sometimes when things are just that blatant and they're just that right there in your face, what do you do?
Right. You always
say something. Do you go to war? Do you do all these things? And I got some issues. Now, last week, and I don't mean yesterday, but last week, that Let Joe show. And
right.
A guy got on the show. I guess he's one of their listeners. His name is DC. DC, if you're out there, hit your one button because I really want to talk to you. But here's my issue. I do not copy anybody's fucking show. Never have, never did, never will. For this guy to say everybody's copying Cadillac Joe's show, he needs to take a good listen. Hold on right now. 414-6614. Who's this?
What's going on, Tim? No, this dope.
Who's this?
East Side Saints.
Oh, what's going on, baby? Hey,
oh,
you here?
What's going
on
there? Okay. Yeah, no, I'm just sitting back listening to the show. Yeah, but I hear what you're saying, though. I'll be hearing the same thing, man.
Okay, and that's what I want to, I want to address this tonight. Because I'm tired of hearing all this shit. I don't copy anybody's show. This show is the originator of the round table.
Oh,
we started
okay.
The Average Joe on this show. I didn't go steal nothing from nobody. I've been on this show a year and a half now. And for another show to start calling their show the round table after being on the air for a couple fucking months is bullshit. And my own boy, Kev, and I see your number on here, you allowed it to happen. You throw me under the fucking bus. I can't be mad at that show because that idea probably came from you. Taking my shit and putting it on another show. And that, my friend, is fucked up. And if you think it's okay, then, hey, you know what? Keep doing what you're doing. I don't mind you doing that. You do whichever you want. I got no heartburn with that. But then don't come on and be a friend on this show and tell me, hey, what's up, man? What's going on? Yo, what's your topic tonight? Man, fuck that bullshit. Because I'm really fucking upset with this. I don't copy nobody's show. Just to remind you, Kev, in case you forgot, you, Tyson, and myself started the round table. We started that a year and a half ago.
I don't think Kev did that, man. I don't think Kev did nothing like that.
Well, then how does that show? DC says that everybody's listening to his show, Cadillac Joe's show, and we're all copying that show.
He probably only listens to Cadillac Joe's show. He probably listens to other shows during the week.
But hey, listen, I got nothing wrong with Cadillac Show, outside of him calling it the Round Table. There's already a show with the Round Table. Do your own shit. I came on this show, and I didn't know nothing about it. I didn't know anybody from anywhere. The only person I knew was Kev, because Kev got me this gig. And Kev, I've always supported you. I've always had your back. And to do this shit to me is fucked up. It's fucked up.
Hey, Teo. Hey, well, I'm going to say it again, man. I don't think Kev did that, man. Kev a good guy, man, because Kev helped me out with something, you know. Though Kev really don't know me like that. But he helped me out with something. That I didn't know I asked him a question about something, and he helped me out, man. Real talk.
Hey, listen, nobody defended Kevin more than me. And I just said 2 weeks ago, I love that guy. He's like my brother from another mother. I defend him always, as I thought he would me. So I'm not disputing that he's not a nice guy. I'm not disputing that at all. But
right.
How do you go fuck me in the back like that? How do you do it?
Oh, wow.
And Kev, your mic's open, baby. You got the floor. Respond.
Oh. Yeah, what are you talking about, man?
You don't hear anything I said?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna ask you. What are you talking about? Because a guy said something? Let's get this straight right now, okay? If you haven't talked to me, you can call me personally. I had nothing to do with that, so what are you talking about?
That's right. That's right. And if you were gonna use why would you take something from this show to bring on another show, Kev? Why would
you
do something like
about?
That to me? The round table, motherfucker. That's what I'm talking about.
You talking about what?
He talking about Cadillac. We talking about the round table Friday nights and all that.
Where did Cadillac get that from, Kev?
You got it from me.
He got it from you.
No, I said he got it by just saying it. So what is you talking about?
And how come you? Okay, so let me ask you this question. How come you just say, hey man, you can't do that, man? That's Teo's thing on his show.
And I told him that. That's where we originated. We started the round table on this show.
So how did it get on there, Kev? How come you didn't say, hey man, we can't use that? You'll jump on the shows and say, hey, you know what, man? Don't say no times. How come you didn't have to say, hey, that's my boy shit, man, we can't use that? How come you didn't say that?
It's like everybody, he's not the only one that uses it.
I don't want to talk, I'm asking you a question. How come you didn't say that?
Because everyone else uses it too.
Who uses it?
Let Tony
use it. Oh, tell me who does. Because this is the only show, that's the only other show I've ever heard it on. And then and then DC says, I copy shows. What show have I ever copied from, Kev? You've been with me from day one. Yeah. Whose show have I ever copied?
You got a problem with that, man.
Fucking nobody, because I didn't know anybody.
You got a problem. You got a problem with him, not me.
Oh, I got a problem with
you
him.
You got a problem with
hey,
him.
You're his engineer.
Not me.
You're the engineer. No, you're the engineer. You should have stepped up as a man and said, you know what? You can't use that shit because it belongs to Tail. That's what you should have done.
Okay, so did you say that? Did you say that on the Tony show when Tony said it? Did you say it on
the
DJ Grant show when they said it?
When did they say it? Tell me. Oh, you give me the date and I'll look it up and I'll listen to it.
Everyone's using it.
Give me the date.
Because you
give
called
me, date,
you called me, you called me, you called me and
give
said
me the date.
Everybody's using what we use. I said there's nothing
I
we can
told
do about
you.
It. Everybody
I told
they
you
want to use on the show.
Ago, when I talked to you last Sunday, not the Sunday we just had. 2 weeks ago was the last time I talked to you. And I said to you that, why are you guys using my shit on Cadillac show?
No, you didn't say that.
Oh.
You said why is Joe using the round table? And all he's ever said was on the show was, let's come, we're going to do a round table tonight, let people speak what they want to talk about. That's all he said. If you got a problem, call Joe.
Let me ask you something, Kev. I listened to the show last night. He must have said this was the round table about 50 fucking times. And not one time did you say, hey, you know what, man? You got to lay off that round table stuff. I want to know why you think it's okay for someone else to take shit from this show. And then you got a guy saying that I'm copying Cadillac show. Are you fucking kidding me? That shit don't roll right.
Hey, man, Hey, I think, man, the DC dude. Hey, the DC dude ain't been listening to the show that long, man.
Exactly.
Hey, real talk, he ain't been listening to the show that long. Cadillac Joe's favorite talk show, so you know Cadillac ain't been on the radio that long. You know, you got to put it, you got to put two and two together.
It ain't about Cadillac show. It goes deeper than that. It goes deeper than that when Kevin called KO and asked him what's the topic on his show, then bring the shit up on Cadillac show. That's the fucked up part.
Bring the
what
up?
Oh shit! That's fucked up. You know what I mean? If you trying to put a name out there on for yourself, do it your own style. Don't bite after nobody else.
Oh, shit. Serious, yeah.
You making yourself look bad. That's what pissed Taylor off. You know what I mean? You don't call this man and say what's going on with the show on Saturday, then you bring the shit up on Cadillac show on Friday. That shit don't make no sense, man. That's some backstabbing ass shit.
No, ain't nobody never bring up. Let me get this straight with you right now, Tyson. Ain't no.
What did
you
guys talk about last night? What was your topic last night? What was your topic last night?
I don't know what his topic was last night. His topic was something. I think he was talking about 60-foot or something like that.
It was about safety, wasn't it?
No, man, they were talking about.
No, they
didn't
talk about no safety.
Safety on the track, people on the starting line.
They're talking about the whole track. Which one gonna be your own track for the year?
Which one was gonna be your track? And then someone came up. No, Leon came up. If you listen to the show, Leon came up and said.
I did listen to it.
They were talking about people on the starting lines. Is that a safe issue or not? What you guys say? Do you say something we can address for someone not to get hurt this year?
If you had a problem with me,
you know to call me, and it would have been straightened up.
Kevin, you haven't talked to me in 2 fucking weeks. This is the first time I'm hearing your voice in 2 weeks. So I'm coming to you
right.
And tell
me you're right. And you're right. And what did I tell you? What did I tell you? I'm at work.
Okay, that's fine. Hey,
I get that.
But when I talked to you last Sunday, 2 weeks ago Sunday, and addressed this to you, did you bother taking care of it? Or did you even talk to Joe about it? Say, hey, Joe, you know, I don't think it's a good idea we use it. No, you're his engineer. You run his fucking board. How come you didn't step up and say something? You know why? Because you have his back, not mine. And that's cool. That's cool. I get that.
Cadillac just texted me to open up his mic.
This ain't about Cadillac and his show. This is about having something on my show that you took to put on somebody else's show.
Mic.
I think it's
2 8 2 6. Cadillac, is that you? Yeah, this Cadillac, man.
What's
happening, KO? There we go. What's happening with the show, man? Let me explain one thing to you, man. First of all, we don't need to get on these shows hollering and using all this language, man. We're supposed to be men. If you got a problem with me, call me. That's all you got to do, bro. But if you want
to
put it out here, we can go here.
Wait a minute, Tayo.
Let me say what I got to say, man. I got love for everybody, man. I don't need this to be no form like getting into all this junk, man, because I ain't about that, man. I'm a player. If you don't understand a player gets things done. He go around and get that.
Hold up, man. We ain't talking about being no player, man. Nobody want to hear all that player shit.
Hey, D-Y, hold
on. Talking about business. Nobody want
to
hear all that player shit.
Nobody ain't talking to
your show, man. Nobody want to hear that.
I ain't named much. I named my show.
Nobody
want to
hear that garbage, man.
Nobody
want to
hear
that player bullshit.
Nobody was using that, man. I didn't hear that.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, wait a minute. I'm not talking to you, bro. Calm yourself down.
Go ahead. I'm talking, man.
Look at here. Whatever your name is, recognize, lay down on your stomach right now.
Hey, hold on.
Because
all
this
here,
man, all this talking, all
that,
man. I'm with
that,
man.
Don't bring that junk over here.
Hey, man, I don't
want
to bring that junk, man.
Fucking garbage. Nobody want to hear that bullshit.
Hey, you ain't nothing but some garbage, man.
Cadillac.
Nobody want to hear that bullshit.
Man,
Cadillac.
Hey, KO, check your man. Check your man, KO.
Hold on.
Check your man. Because, see, I'm getting pissed
player.
Off with this, man.
You check yourself.
You
hold
check
on,
your,
hold
I,
on,
what you got to do.
Tyson,
you check yourself,
man. Look at here.
Man.
Hey,
listen,
I tell you what, you got to
check,
check me out, Tyson. Oh. Check me out. I'm going to be Ali on you, boy. When Ali knocked up.
You think
I'm just going to mute your fucking mic until you shut the fuck up and let me talk. This is my motherfucking show. Now, I'm going to open your mic up, Cadillac. Say what you got to say. I don't give a fuck about you being no fucking player or whatever the fuck you want. I don't care about that shit. Say what you want to say.
Hey, man, how can I say what I'm trying to say, KO, man? You laying here going all off about what K said and what K did. K didn't do that, man. I'm the one who came up with the slogan, man. That's what I came up with, man. Wait a minute, hold on, bro. Why you got to holler? There ain't no need to holler, bro.
A year and a half ago. Because you know why? You had a caller on your show saying that I copy from you. I don't copy shit from you.
Okay, that's not what he said, K. K.O.,
that's exactly
not what he said. Go wait a minute, K.O., take it out, bro. Wait a minute.
No, hold you, wait a minute. Go to 63 minutes on your show, and you'll hear him say this. Everybody listens. Everybody's copying off of this show to do their show. I don't copy shit off of anybody's show. Now, I'm not saying I got the best show, but what I have is what I did, what Kevin and Tyson and myself did. And then you're going to sit here and say, you came up with the round table? Are you fucking on drugs, dude? You didn't come up with
shit. Hey, K.O., I'm going to tell you like this here, man. And this is just how I am. Real talk, man. If it's a problem with it, bruh, hey, we can just eliminate it, bruh. You understand what I'm saying? That's all, bro. It ain't no big thing. You know what I'm saying? Listen to what I'm saying, man. Whatever I am, bruh. You know what? I do it real well, partner.
KO style. That's a West Coast friend. That's KO shit.
Look at him, man. Whatever you say, Tyson, you get on these nuts. That's what you do. Tyson, Jay Brown have a fake ass show like that anyway.
Hold on, guys. I want to discuss this. I want to discuss this. Wait. I want to discuss this, and I want to do it calmly. Cadillac, I want to explain something to you, brother. This has got nothing to do with you. And I want to say, and here's the reason why, is because the minute Kevin heard that, Kevin should have stepped up as my friend, as somebody on this show, as one of the original men on my show, and say, hey, we can't go with that because that's Tails. And Kevin didn't do that. And he hasn't done that. Because you know why? Because I don't matter to Kevin. And that's cool. That's cool. I'll go on living my life with or without him.
Wait, let me finish.
That was my boy. I stuck up for him when people was jumping on him. I got into his business when people was jumping on him. And anybody who's listened to this show for the last year and a half knows I always had Kevin's back. Kevin knows it. Kevin knows it from the first time I met him, I had his back. This is about disrespect right here. That's what this is about.
I support
a lot of shows. I call on people's show. I've never heard anybody use the round table before. I heard people use the average Joe because we even joked about that thing. Let's see how it catches on. And it did. But to take something from somebody's show and not be called on it, I shouldn't have had to have said it, Cadillac. It should have came from Kev, and he didn't. He went with it. Hey, Tail, can I say this here, man?
This real talk. You remember that night that me, you, and Kay, we had a talk, and we told you what the name of the show was? You didn't have a problem with it then?
Nope. Wait a minute, KO, did we not have a conversation? Yes, we did. And we never said anything about calling your show the round table.
He never called the show the round table. He said everyone would come up and have a round table, everybody would want to talk about.
You know what
that
you
was
gotta
it.
Do, Kevin? Kevin, you know what you got to do? You got to go back and listen to the fucking show and count how many times he said, this is the round table. This is the round table. He was saying it when Kevo was on the line last week.
KO, this is what I say, man. When you come on, when I come on my show, I say, welcome to the Cadillac and Baby Boy Roundtable. This is where everybody can sit at the table, man, and we can talk about everything, man. That's all, man.
That
it is a big thing, bro.
Not, no,
it
no,
shouldn't matter
no.
who said.
I wish I could play that show right now so everybody can hear it. But I hope everybody goes back to the replay because you say it about 50 fucking times. This is the rival
okay,
table here.
Okay, bro. If I say it 100 times, is it hurting you, KO? Is it hurting you, bro? Right, it's hurting
you,
man.
You're copying his style. That's
what I'm
saying. You're copying his style.
I'm not, man. I ain't copying nobody's style, man.
I'm
going to
tell you what's hurting me. I'm going to tell you what's hurting me. You're fucking bullshit, dude. That ain't freestyle when you got to take somebody else.
Well, I tell you what. Hey, KO, man. Look at here, man. We ain't got to go all this here, man. What do you suggest, man, so I don't offend you, since you said this is offensive to you, man? Only thing
you
want is a talk show, bro.
You ask me a question, I'm going to answer it. When you have your callers call your show, and they talk about your show and call you the originator and said everything he does is all original on this show, you should step up like a man and say, no, I got this from Tao's show. I got this from that show. That's what a man does.
Wait a minute, KO. It's one thing about this here, 100%. I am mad, KO. But another person come on the show and say, I don't have no knowledge of what they're going to see when they speak. If they say that, okay, it ain't no problem. I didn't know that you had nothing that said the round table, KO. Real talk, bro.
Are you kidding me?
Real talk,
man. Are you serious?
So for you,
you've been on this show before, Cadillac. You've been on this show before. So you know he has.
I ain't never heard him.
You've been on this show before.
Okay. I've been on this show. I ain't never heard him say it, man.
Hold on, bro.
Listen here, man. This is like a bunch of females. You know, we ain't got to be like this, man.
Hey, Cadillac, hold on 1 minute, man. Hold on. Hey, man. Hey. Father's Day on Big Champ Show, man, Big Drag came on, and Drag said the Cadillac Show, Tao Show, and Big Champ Show, people came to Drag and said, man, y'all doing a hell of a job, man.
That's what I'm saying, man.
You know, hey, this real talk, man, that Big Drag said, y'all go back to the show on Thursday and listen to it. That Big Drag said, man, that people been coming up to him saying that y'all doing a hell of a job with the shows, man, and they enjoy y'all shows. And tonight, man, y'all going at each other tonight, man.
Right.
No, wait a minute. Y'all should do this on the radio, though, man. Hold on a second. You know why? Because you guys have been doing this shit for 2 weeks, and no one's done nothing about it. Now you're going to tell me we shouldn't do this on the radio? And you've been taking my shit for 2 fucking weeks, and when I brought it to Kevin's attention last week, it still got rubbed in my face, and you're saying, don't bring this up on the radio? Are you fucking kidding me?
KO, wait a minute, KO, wait a minute. Can I say one thing, KO?
This wasn't about you.
KO, can I say one thing?
Cadillac, you brought yourself into this. This wasn't about you. It was about Kevin doing the right thing, and he didn't.
But
now you want to come
on
the show and you want to defend Kevin? Well, then you're gonna have to feel my fucking wrath.
Wait, hold on. Feeling your wrath, whatever that is, my brother. I'm gonna tell you like this here. We all men on this show. We conduct ourselves accordingly. You understand what I'm saying? But like I say, man, we can squash this right here. It is what it is. If my saying the round table to you, KO, saying it to my listeners, my callers, whatever, if it offends you, I apologize, man. But it ain't about that, man. We're trying to have a good show. We're trying to be different from the other guys. That's all I'm trying to do, KO. If that offends you, man,
Cadillac,
I feel...
Cadillac,
hey,
it's not about
man.
You, Cadillac. It's not about
I understand.
You. There's no disrespect.
There's no disrespect
to you, Cadillac. You know what I'm saying?
I can understand his feelings right now. But we don't have to go to the extremes and get to holler and saying this and saying that, man. We'll do it a different way. That's all, bro.
That's all
let me
I'm
ask,
saying.
Okay, let me ask this question. Yeah, like, let me ask this.
You got to look at it this way. It wasn't nothing about you. It was personal between him and Kevin. It wasn't about
him. Hold on. Too many people talking.
Wait, listen. Let me say this. Now, what you're saying,
Listen, I want to say this.
You said that we should be talking and not arguing or yelling. What did you do last week on my show, or 2 weeks ago, with BET? You came on my show screaming and hollering, acting a fool. Where was your calmness and your talking on my show? Where was
Wait a minute, KO. Hold on. When I was on your show, man, we was talking about racing, man, talking about Edwin Hall and Mike Hill. Okay, BET come in with all this talking. I was like, hold on, man. Wait a minute.
Oh,
I'm going to tell you like this, man. However you want to do this here, man, it is what it is, man. Race show, man, I don't indulge in this, man.
Let me explain.
No, I'm not wrong, baby. I'm up, man.
Run like a bitch. Run like a motherfucking
damn
bitch.
KO thing is he just trying to get Kev to stand up and say, wait, you know, we already got a show called The Round Table. Let's your show called something different. That's all KO's saying to
exactly. Exactly.
Kind of like, that's all he's
exactly
saying. That's all he's saying.
Exactly. It wasn't nothing late. It wasn't nothing to Cadillac. The show was about
Kevin.
Because
Kevin just jumped off too.
This is what got me bothered
because BET just didn't come on the show and start talking shit. Kevin opened up his mic. I didn't open his mic. Kevin opened up BET's mic. BET started getting into Kevin, and then Cadillac started getting into BET. Cadillac's jumping in shit that he shouldn't be jumping into. And if he wants to, then he can hear it from me, or he can hear it from BET. But he had no business jumping in when BET was addressing Cadillac. He had no business jumping in tonight when I was addressing Kevin. This was between me and Kevin. He chose to jump in. Kevin didn't have my back. Kevin dropped the fucking ball. And that means that he can say what he wants, when he wants. And what he did was he had the candle lit at two ends, and it finally burned in the middle. And this is the side
you
that's
know
fucking
what?
Toasting
I'm
him right
you
now.
This, tell you this, KO. Kind of like, I mean, Kevin's not that kind of guy to, you know, he just goes with the flow that I hear. He's not going to stand up. He will say what somebody did, but he's not going to intervene with nothing like that because he's not a confrontational guy. So, with that being said, I wouldn't expect for Kevin to stand up like that for no one. Because that's just
but you know what, though, it wouldn't really even be standing up like, hey, it was just like, you know what, I don't know if we should use that terminology. I don't think it's a good idea. He doesn't even have to say, hey, you can't. Hey, that's already on somebody's show. I mean, what if I started, I didn't know anybody when I started this. So I had to figure everything out for myself. I was fortunate enough to have Kevin and Tyson when we started out. You remember my early shows, and we would laugh and joke around. We barely even talked about racing, but we was having fun. And that's what made the dynamics of my show. Okay? Now, it's like, it seems like when I have a discussion on something, I hear it again on Friday night.
Okay.
I mean, I've never heard.
How
did you hear it the night before when Baby Boy and Cadillac, they bring up their own topics?
I heard it last night.
And they be covering other topics.
So, Kevin, are you telling me we never had a discussion on our show about safety and people on the track and how it can get into the driver's head? We never had that discussion on this show?
Yes, we have had that discussion on the show. So what's the problem with someone else?
And you never called him
I think Kato just saying, you know, that's his main, that's his headliner. We're sitting at the round table. So he's just saying, you know, maybe you should have told him, no, fellas, we can't use that because that slogan is already taken. You know, that's what Kato's saying to you.
I understand what you're saying, but like I'm saying is that if Kato got my number, if he had a problem, like I said, him and Joe talked 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, and we sit there both one night talk, and I said,
it was about a month and a half ago,
I said, Joe, I said, you know that we originate the round table on the show. him and Tell was on the show. They talked about it. And Joe said, well, okay, man, so I don't want to create any problems like that. And neither one of them said anything else. But I told him the round table originated on Saturday. I was the one who came with the round table. I was the one who told everybody. We left alone. So if there's a problem, call. All you gotta do is call me, say, or text me, say, Kev, call me. They got Joe on the phone. They could have took care of him. Now for this guy, whoever you said, that got on there and said that everyone is copying from Joe's show. Like Joe said, he can say what he wants to say, anything else. But the roundtable originated on this show.
And you know the funny part about that, Kevin? Is 2 weeks ago, when that conversation happened and Tyson said, you guys didn't originate that. That came on Tao's show. That whole room went to a fucking hush. Nobody said a word. You know why? Because Tyson was right.
Don't tell me to hold on, because the fact is, you go running your mouth.
Hey, check this out. Get the fuck off my show. Don't tell me to hold on my show. And don't open your fucking mic until I open it.
God damn, well, y'all got KO heated, man.
This is my show. This is my fucking show.
Do it, KO.
You stabbed me in the back, Kevin. You stabbed me in the fucking back.
Hey, this shit is
everything
wild
that
tonight,
was said
man.
On that show
this shit sound like a Monday night show.
You should have stood up and said, hey, that phone conversation that we had, the three of us, it was Cadillac, Kevin, and myself. We talked about Cadillac's show and everything. And this is how it went down, about getting on the show. You want me to call and help support the show, get it going? I get that. I needed support. Biz, everybody called my show in the very beginning to help me get going. Everybody called in. But here's the deal. When we talked on that, never, ever, one time was it mentioned that they're going to call the show, have the round table on that show. What was discussed was that they give them some heated topics and the clock runs out. And if by a chance it would come over to Saturday night and the topic we could bring the re-enter to get it going again, I said, of course. So they don't have to wait another week. I was open to that. But that doesn't mean take my show and call your show what my show is. That's bullshit. It may seem little and minute to everybody, but you know what? I worked hard, Tyson and Kevin, and I'm not even leaving Kevin out as pissed off as I am at him. We worked hard to get our show where it was. We worked hard. I met a lot of people. I traveled down there to meet everybody. I love what I do. At the same time, don't take something from me. Figure out your own originality. I do like the fact that That Cadillac rolls around in the Escalade. That's sweet. That's original. I love that. But fuck. I mean, it's about being original originality. It's like, can I sleep with your girlfriend, Kev? No, because that's your girlfriend. That's my point. How could you let somebody not stand up for me like that? I stand up for you every fucking time there's a crisis. I stood up for you with that race with Todd. I had your back. And I get this? No fucking loyalty, brother. No loyalty. And that's the part that makes me mad. I don't expect you to kiss my ass. But you know what, man? I've been mad enough to step up and say, hey, I fucked up. I apologize. You weren't even on the show last week, Kev. I apologize to BET on my show because I felt bad that he got what he got from other people on my show. You opened up BET's mic last week, and then all that debacle happened. Then Cadillac wants to put that on BET because he was talking shit. I didn't open up his mic. So somebody has to be accountable for all this. Should it be me on my show? From now on, you guys just do your fucking show on Friday night. Stay the fuck off mine. Because this is bullshit. And if you think it's okay to do and to run out like that and do all that and jump offline like Cadillac did, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. He can dish it up, but he can't take it back.
KO, maybe Kevin really didn't know how you felt about your slogan. You know, maybe he didn't know. You know, you really took that to heart, and that's your slogan. So, you know, he probably didn't know your feelings on your slogan, and yeah, he probably did drop the ball on it. So, you know, but I don't see Kevin as being a confrontational person, so he's not gonna. He's not going to do what you think is right. He's not going to do that.
But you know what, though? And I agree with you. But here's the thing that when I first heard it 2 weeks ago, I talked to Kev. And 2 weeks ago, this was the last time that I had talked to him outside of tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Kev, what's up with this round table stuff? Why can't you? Well, I don't know. That's kind of like Joe. Well, why don't you say something, man? Oh, he just started saying it when it was in the middle of the show. Okay, well, the show's over. I felt that was a subtle enough hint to say, hey, you know what? I'm a little excited about this right now. You think you can do something? And go through the channel. I don't want to call Cadillac and say, hey, motherfucker, what the fuck? That's wrong. That's wrong. And that's not what this is about. The fact is that, and maybe it's the Italian in me, but when I say I got your back, and I don't care if I'm in fucking California, if you need me,
right.
If anybody ever needs me, and Kevin knows this, I'll be there. I'm only a plane flight away from whoever needs me, for whatever it is, because that's how I am. That's the kind of person
right.
I am. I'll stand up for something if I think it's right. If I'm wrong, I'll be the first one, and everybody on this show knows, I'll be the first one to stand up and apologize and say, hey, I fucked up. It's on me. I've got no problems with saying, hey, I fucked up because I'm human. I'm not right all the time. I'm not wrong all the time. But, hey, I'm man enough to take the good with the bad. And the part that bugs me is that this was something simple. Yeah, you know what? I could have done it. I could have done it. I wanted Kevin to do it. I wanted it to come from Kevin and say, hey, you know what, man? That shit belongs to my boy, man. That's something we kind of started. We kind of, you know, even though we really don't own it and I can't stop him from using it, it's just something that was part of this show. That the round table is something that we got discussion started with and it festered. And then the stuff with the average Joe, drag calling to being an average, Uncle Larry being an average Joe. All those things, you know, that's what kind of gave this show I don't want to say the little people, but it gave the average Joe person a chance to get on this show without trying to act like a fool or not have enough to say on one of the other. You know what I'm saying, Kimo? Do you know where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you said the people that don't think they have a voice came on this show.
They have a voice. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I wanted my show to be about, and get the people more into, you know, the grudge racing. Let them know more about it. Hearing that Saturday night, it's a rough night, but you know what? We get race report. I mean, Wick calls in every time he's in the lanes. I'm getting ready to make a run right now, man. Then he'll call us after the run. That's what people love about this show, because they get to hear the race, honest to God, right when it's happening. And that's what I like about the show. That's what I like about this show. Now, if Cadillac wants to do the same thing, hey, God bless them. I've got no heartburn with that. But taking contents out of my show, I think the part that really ticked me off, I don't really think it was the part about him using the round table part. Is when the caller called in and said that we're taking a lot of people listen to the show. This is a good show. You guys are all stealing from this show. That's when I snapped. I don't steal nothing from anybody. But
well, you know what, Charlotte? I mean, Kale, you got to watch how you snap, because you got people that will do underhanded shit when you being successful. You and Cadillac Joe about the only two successful shows out there right now. So you got to watch, you know, when it gets to that devil, you know, he can be working like a motherfucker now. So you got to watch.
I hear what you're saying. I hear you, Kim. I know. It just hurts him,
Kimo, that, you know, Kevin did, you know, could have squashed it all. That's what kind of, you know.
Yeah, Kevin could have.
It kind of hurt him. They're like, damn, okay, you know, how about we change it to this, you know. So that's what kind of, you know, kind of messed him around. Like, damn, you know.
Not only did he say with Cadillac show that they were, he said everybody copying off a Cadillac show. He said every talk show was copying off a Cadillac show.
Okay. And that caller,
but you got to excuse that caller there anyway. But Cadillac Joe ain't had a show in, it ain't been over 2 months. Cadillac Joe had a show. Yeah.
That's what I told him.
Yes, you know, so that caller there just do not know what he talking about. And he just rapping. So, I wouldn't try to understand a little better than going off, because, I know what you said, because you're the original of you saying the round table, but, you know, that caller just didn't know what the fuck he was talking about, and it got you guys bumping heads right now when that dude just doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
The thing is that caller is a fan of the show, of that show, and he was stepping up for, I get that. I'm okay with that. He's a fan of that show. He was stepping up and defending that show.
Yeah.
Okay? Maybe he didn't have all of his information, and maybe he stepped in some shit and that he couldn't get back in the horse. But at the same time, someone should have said something. There's another opportunity there for Kevin to say something. Hold on, man. Wait a minute. That stuff we use at a round table, I mean, it was already put out there. Tyson put it out there. And it got brushed over. If you listen to the show, it gets brushed over real fast. It gets brushed over. It gets quiet because they just got called on it. And then it gets quiet. And that's the part that's like, okay, now you're on notice about that show. And what do? We keep using it anyway. So fuck what Tyson says.
Kevin, you know, Kale, what you could have said, often imitated but never duplicated, the original round table show. Fuck it and ride with it, baby.
I almost thought about doing that. I almost did. But you know what? It doesn't make the problem go away. It makes fun of the problem. And the problem is I don't want it out there that I copy anybody's show. I don't want it out there at all. Because I don't.
Hey, tell you.
Huh?
Hey, man. I'm gonna tell you this, man. I listen to the shows every day, man. Okay, but you put a song on. Okay, you hear me?
I know you're cutting in and out. What was that?
Okay, that Butt Naked put a song on that my hitters. Butt Naked was the first person to use that song on any of the talk shows. All right? Now, everybody else put the song on their shows too now. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know what song it is,
the dude don't, like I tell you, man, the dude don't listen to the show all the time, man. He don't listen to Cadillac show. You know, that's the show of his preference, man. He like Cadillac Joe show. You know, and that's where he hears that. And it sounds like he be trying to pitch something, you know, like every time he say something on the show, I got this, I can do this with the samples, I can do that with something. Man, go back and listen to the shows, man. From when the first time you heard him come on the show up until today. You were here. So it'll ease you. This'll ease you up. You know, after you get off the show tonight, you can go back and listen to them shows when the dude was saying that. You just listen to what he's saying. Oh, I could do this. I could do that. I'll play this type of instrument. Just listen to what he's doing. You see what I'm saying? That's
I
all
hear
he,
what you're
he
saying. I play sound bites. The ones I play on my show are the ones I put up. But wait, hold on. And I always, every once in a while, I do Butt Naked because I love Butt Naked. He's a friend of the show. He worked my board one time for me when I was in Hawaii getting married. So you know what? Yeah. I do that as a respect for him. I don't play the whole thing, but I just like him saying I'm the Alabamian champion. You know, that's a respect thing like that. I don't play it all the time, but I love hearing it. And that's just letting him know at that moment I'm thinking about him. And that's where I go with that. But I don't play any of these songs or any of these other sound bites on this board. I play the stuff. That Kevin Hart one you hear, I put that up. And it got played out the first fucking week. But so what? That's what it's for. Yeah, everybody has their own song, their own entrance to their show. That's fine.
Yeah. And you see, and there you go right there, what you just said. You put that the Kevin Hart one up, right? Everybody play it on their show.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Everybody play it on their show.
Hold on a second. That was meant. This soundboard is what people use. Okay? This soundboard is what everybody uses. They got their songs on it. They got the people cheering. That's for your shows. That's what this is for. I put the Kevin Hart up, not for me. I thought it was something funny. I thought that was perfect for all the shows.
Wow.
Because it is. Anybody starts talking shit, you just click the old button right there.
You ain't going to shit.
And that's what it does. And that's a funny bit. And I wanted everybody to hear that.
Hey, okay. Now you said you put that up, right? So how could you be copying what you put up? You put that up, and they're using it on their show. You know, this is all you got to look at it.
That's what it's meant for. That's what this board is meant for. This soundboard is for people to use sound bites for all their shows. That's what it's meant for.
He mainly, you know, hot for what, you know what I'm saying, Kevin could have stopped. It's like an undercut. When he got off the phone, it's like an undercut deal. You know what I mean?
Man, I don't really know how you feel about it. I don't know how you really feel about what's going on. Or you and Kevin's relationship, you know what I'm saying? But like I told you earlier, man, he did something for me and he looked out for me. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I know Kev's a good dude.
I agree with you, man. I sent Kevin a bump steer for his Vega that I took off my Vega and said, here you go. have it. I hope it works on your car. I send it out to him. Kevin's a great guy. That's not what this is about. This is about having my back. This is about having my back. Yeah. So if you're saying this, if Kevin sees my wife walking down the street with another man because he's not confrontational, he's not going to tell me? Is that what I want for a friend? Oh, since we put it in that context, now it's a little different. It's the same thing. You have my back no matter what. I have yours. Period. There shouldn't be any certain situations where you have it or not. And that's the part that I can't wrap myself around. Let me open up some mics because I got a bunch of them to open up. I'm sure everyone's got something to say.
Come on with it.
202-3971, your mic's open.
Oh,
hey, I'm the one you're
for.
Talking about. Hello?
Yeah, that's the one you're looking for right there. There you go.
This is DC right here.
Yeah. Hold on
what
one second.
Think,
I need to wash my hands. Hang on one second.
You need to wash his hands.
I'm cooking, dude.
This shit better get it.
What you do with fire,
you need,
man?
You need to share some of that steak with everybody else.
Hell yeah. Next call to Tails. You can hold on. Anybody wait for him to wash his hands?
Oh, we're going to open up this one, man. Round two's coming right now. Let's see. BET, you there? BET. I think that's BET's number.
Yeah, yeah.
BT. I wasn't. We'll see if that comes back on.
Hey, Tao.
I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
Hey,
what's going on, boss?
Keep them weak bitches off. Keep them weak bitches off your show, man. They ain't nothing but the fake the frogs, man. Bunch of whole motherfuckers.
Okay, hold on. First,
fuck them
whole
ass motherfuckers.
First of all, I'm back. Can you hear me?
That like a fake, and goddamn it, Kevin a fake. Keep them bitches on your show. Fuck them.
Hey, yo.
Go ahead, DC. I'm here, DC.
Okay, so I've only been on hold for like an hour. My bad if I'm cooking ribs. I'm trying
DC,
to wash my
DC
hands.
Gay too.
Sorry about all that.
Hey, you know what, dude? The way I am, I might have left you on there the whole fucking night.
Well, I mean, what's the problem? We grown men, dude.
It's talk radio.
This is fun. Listen to this. You need people out here agitating
you want me to
and instigating.
Shut the fuck up! Don't come on my show and start acting like an ass.
I'm not acting. Look. You can just spend a whole hour talking about something that I said.
Like good, right?
First of all, you want to talk about the round table?
Now you're on.
Now you're on the show. Let's shake and bake, Tao. I don't think he's your enemy. I don't think he's your enemy, man. Let's listen to what he got to say.
I don't care that he was on fucking hold for an hour. He's on. His mic's open now. He's got something to say. Say it.
If you shut the fuck up, I will say it.
Go ahead. I'm shutting the fuck up.
I'm
I don't hear you.
Talking.
Hey, tie his motherfucking faggot ass up too.
You got the floor, boss. Go ahead.
The point of the matter is, if you worried about something I said way over here in D.C., who am I, dude? I'm just someone who listens to your show, too. Who am I?
Exactly. Really?
Who are you? You all stirred up getting your blood pressure. You're getting your blood pressure up. First of all, you want to talk about the round table. You ever heard of the big business round table? You ever heard of a show called Meet the Press? They have a round table probably before your ass was even born.
Man.
You're not the first. You're not the originator of any round table.
Do me a favor. Do me a favor. Keep listening to the Friday night show because you're a fucking idiot, okay? I don't care about
and why is that?
Before.
You don't know me, dog. You don't know nothing about my education.
DC, let me calm down for a second. Let's calm down.
I'm getting the reaction out of y'all. Who should have a talk show? The reaction that I'm getting is just the one I wanted. Thank you for the compliments. Y'all know so much.
Okay.
But yet y'all all upset over something I said.
Really?
Okay. Run. Do you like Cadillac? I done just livened up your show.
I done just livened up your show, dude.
Motherfucker, you couldn't liven up a fucking corpse. Shut the fuck up. Liven up my
DC,
show.
You want to be grudging?
All I do is just kill time listening to you guys. I got better things to do. But this is fun
well,
to
why
me.
You on the
so,
show? If you got better things to do, why are you on the show now? Why are you listening
now,
to
I'm,
the show?
I'm,
you
I'm,
got better things
I'm,
to do.
I don't even hear his fucking mouth. I got rid of his ass. Dumb fucking asses.
No, I think that motherfucker is lying.
You know,
man,
I don't mind.
Clown,
I don't,
man.
He didn't even want to talk about what the problem was. He just wanted to say that, oh, I got a reaction out of everybody. That's not what this is about. I'm glad that you used this as a reaction. See, Kev, see what your new friends do for you, motherfucker? That's your boy. That DC, that's your boy. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Your mic's live. Who's this? 847-4139.
That's from Chicago.
Oh, they had their hand up. Let me go. Oh, I know I've been keeping this one on too long. Kid. Is that Kid or Will? Or Mr. B?
It's Big Will. I'm going to be... This Big Will, man.
What's going on, Will?
But, nothing much, man. I tell you, just like I see it, man, I don't like what I'm hearing, so I'm going to stand back and let you guys. Kimo, I give you credit. You being top flight on this. I ain't never heard you so calm, but, man, this is raggedy here. I ain't never heard it like that.
Well, sit tight, man. Let me go to 773-3625. Your mic's live. Who's this? 773-3625. Okay, we'll put it. Well, we'll just leave his mic open in case he wants to jump in. 773-3490.
Oh, Lord. I finally got in. I'm like my man. Hey, what up, Kel? This is me. Listen, I'm like my man that just went off. Kimo, I have to give you all props, man, because you really surprised me. You really surprised me, but you're being a man tonight. You're really being a man tonight. And you tried to make peace. Kay, I don't think you're going to like what I got to say, though. And I hope you listen to what I have to say, but I don't think you're going to like it.
No,
my
you
man,
know what? I got to tell you real quick, Mr. B. We were just talking about you earlier, and I value everything you say, whether it's good or bad or indifferent. I really want you to listen to this here.
You want him to say something that's a great possibility that was not going to make a difference whether you said anything or not, for one. For two, grudging is being listening now, as we say, all over the world. What would happen if one of the guys from the True Roundtable off the sports show called in and said they originated the roundtable? You know, it's just a slogan, and it's definitely not worth losing a friend over. And I think my man is your friend, and the way you have treated him tonight is a good way to lose a friend over just what? A slogan that he can't stop. Because if he had said, hey, man, we originated that on the Friday night show, on the Saturday night show, on K show, what's going to stop Joe from saying, okay, I'm still going to use it? I mean, what is he going to say then? He has nothing to say.
There's nothing I could do.
A slogan. There's nothing my man could have done. If he had said anything, there's nothing he could have done. Nothing at all. It is definitely not worth losing the friendship over. It's most definitely not.
I promise you,
the word roundtable, the slogan roundtable has been carried on by many different people. Now, mind you, you're the one on the Smack Talk show that used it. I know that. So I agree with you on that part. But originated it, hell, it's been around for the longest. And saying he should have said something is just not, it's the way you came off to him, okay? I mean, it just, to me, it's just the way you came off. I'm going to tell you a quick story real quick. I lost a personal friend like that because he thought I should have said something about his daughters and what they were doing. But I knew nothing about what they were doing. But he thought I did. It took them 25 years to tell him, hey, Daddy, remember when you came in that base that time and D was down there? He didn't know we were there. He was coming out his door, we just ramped out the steps. He thought I was down there with him. It took him 25 years to realize he threw a friendship away. You feel what I'm saying? Over what?
Yes, sir,
slogan.
I do.
Over what slogan?
Get the fuck off.
Hello.
I got to tell Kimo again.
You're a man tonight, man. You're a real man tonight. You trying every way you knew how to squash this.
You too.
You know, Mr. B, I agree with you. I really do. I agree with you 100%. I don't even disagree with you at all. But I think that it's...
Oh, okay.
For me, I mean, you know what? If they want to keep using it, there's nothing I can do about it. But it, to me, it's a sign of respect. Now, I was in this same boat maybe about a year ago when Tony Bynes came out with the Gangsta Blue 2. I spoke out against that. I thought it was wrong. But I didn't know the deal between the two and how that went down. That was shame on me. And I actually came on the air. I apologize on Dog Show
really
to win
on air
about jumping the gun. And said, hey, that was on me.
Somebody got some bad background noise.
Yeah, somebody over new. They might.
Yeah, somebody.
Yeah, if you're not talking, just mute your phone. There we go.
Hello.
And so, you know, that's what my thing was. I just felt that DJ, your mic's open, but DJ, honestly, if I put stickers all over my car, start calling myself the number one stunner, wouldn't you be like, what the hell's that about? Maybe you might not take it to this extreme, but
I would probably think look at it as a little funny, but I would look at it a certain kind of way. But this is the thing I want to say to you, bottom line is, you know, the man is a fan, and we got to treat him as a fan, regardless if he's knowledgeable or not. He was just saying something or saying what he thought to be true, whatever, even though it wasn't true. But he still is a fan. And to be honest with you, I think you kind of cut him off before he got a chance to really say anything, and I think he probably was going to be a little more apologetic than you was allowing him to be, because you was really kind of cutting him off before he could say something.
Who's
you that? Caller. The guy, I guess, who started. I got on this thing kind of late, but I got
He was just getting stupid. He was just starting to say things just to say things.
No, he wasn't KO.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I was listening. I listened to the whole thing when you opened his mic. I think you just a little too far gone, and you was caught up in the moment of what you know of your feelings. But I think the man was really getting ready to. I think he was finna apologize to you, but he didn't get the chance.
I didn't get that feeling at all.
He was already crying that he was on.
DJ, but first thing he said was...
Hold on. That's what set you off, though. That's the part that set you off. But,
yeah.
You know, I've been sitting waiting for a long time. I understand that. Basically, it's your show. You can run your show and do however you want to. And you may have thought that was a little disrespectful. And I can see where it might have, you know, came off to you like that. But I don't think he was trying to come in to be disrespectful. I think he was just trying to come in to try to clear up what it was he was being accused of, or what he was, you know, talking about.
Hey Tayo, his first words was, "I've been waiting an hour to get on this show."
Yeah, you had me on hold for an hour.
Yeah, he'd been on hold for an hour, and I think right then is where I think you might have took it like you don't care how long you've been on this, been waiting.
He said, "This is the caller you're talking about. You had me waiting, or I've been waiting on this damn phone for an hour."
And that's when everything got heated.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that we didn't get to him, but we were in a little bit of a discussion. And so what I did, DJ,
it was ironic that he was number one, though. So he was probably the number first. As soon as he heard that, I guess it was being referred to as him, he probably hit the one button. He was number one on the list for you to open up. So I guess he'd been waiting to, you know, to address it and try to clear the air. But he didn't get his chance to clear the air. And it could have been, you got to understand, when you're caught up in your feelings or whatever, the person that's kind of the situation is about, if they say the wrong thing to you, it don't matter what it is, you're going to react off of emotion instead of logic first, probably. So, and I'm not trying to blame you for that, but what I want you to say is I'm sitting back listening and kind of came in late, so I didn't hear a lot of it, but I got a text saying, you know, kind of giving me an idea, telling me what was kind of going on, and I just got on the phone. But I heard that whole conversation. I heard, you know, the last, you know, 15 minutes of your conversation. I didn't hear all of what was supposed to have been happening or going on with Kev, but
DJ, did you hear the part when I told him to come say what you have to say, and he said, if you shut the fuck up, I'll tell you. I said, I'll shut the fuck up. Go ahead. You got the floor.
Yeah, the call.
I did see that, but basically, you had done said some things to him first, and BET gave him a little bit too. So, I mean, actually, I probably would have responded the same way. I ain't going to tell no lie.
But DJ,
hold on.
I wish I could show you my list right now, because he was number one. He was number one on my list. Because it's like, how does he go and say that we all copy these shows? We all want to be like Cadillac.
I heard him say that, I think, last week. And we all know it's bullshit. I mean, it is what it is. But the bottom line is, who gives a fuck? Who gives a
I
fuck
do.
Who started?
I do.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is, we all are grudging hosts, so we all are, you know, we all got our own shows, and definitely shouldn't be, you know, we shouldn't get into something or have a problem with something if somebody other than the host says something or makes a statement like this. I didn't even know anything about the round table deal or whatever that's being talked about, but honestly, I feel like if it's something that you start or something that your thing or your theme on your show, I will call Cadillac and say, hey, Cadillac, this is something I do, you know. Or y'all discuss it, it's something y'all both can do, fine, and coexist, because, you know, bottom line, everybody can kind of do whatever they want to on their show. But, you know, I agree if you have something that is your show's theme or something that you do on your show or something that you say on your show, if that's your deal and, you know, you feel territorial about it, then, you know, you need to speak with that other host that is copying you. And I think
I did do that last week. And then okay. It was even brought up again when Tyson brought it up on that show about that being original, you know, that was part of this show. And you know what it did? It fell on deaf ears. So I figured, you know what? I haven't really said nothing openly about it. I'm going to say it tonight. Because it's been for 2 weeks now, it's been bugging. After last night, I said, you know what? Enough is enough. You know, DJ, like I explained to everybody, and I don't know if you're on. You know, I don't know all the people that you know. When I first came into this, you know, I'd seen your car on YouTube, and I've seen the Gangsta Boo on YouTube. But that was pretty much my – and I knew who Tony Bynd was through YouTube. But that was my extent of grudge racing. When I got involved in this, it opened my eyes to, like, a whole new world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and I knew that I had to have something to get people to come listen, to come into it, to get me out there, to get me to you guys. And then we actually even made a trip down there. So, you know, it's like, now, I'm not saying that this
twice.
Is the best show
I know,
in the world.
I know.
This is the greatest.
Let me stop you right quick. I definitely know and feel your passion for what it is you're doing, and I think everybody on this phone can feel what it is that you're doing and the passion that you have for what you're doing, how serious you take it. And I commend you on that. that is. But please, Mr. Mike.
That was I opened up Mr. B's mic. I'll get him open in a second. I'll get you open in a second, man. Go ahead, DJ.
My thing is, I think people aren't kind of used to. I know you got a mean streak in you, like all of us do. It come out of me every now and then, also too. You know, everybody's so used to the cool, calm, collected care. I mean, KO, and tonight we see in the raw version of KO. You know, some might like it, but others are probably looking at it from the standpoint of they not really thinking this is strong enough, or, you know, a bad enough situation to go this hard. But I think now them hearing what, you know, the passion of what you have, the passion of what you do, or the passion for what you do, it kind of gives them a little bit more understanding of why you're reacting the way that you're reacting. Because others probably think this is just kind of small and it should be brushed under the rug. And I kind of felt that way at first also, but I can see your side. But the bottom line is, where do we go from here? What do you want? What solution do you want to come out of this conversation that you're having tonight? What are you wanting to happen? Would be my question.
This is what I would like to have happen, DJ. And if it was left up to me, this is what I want. Just let the Friday night show do their show. Let the Saturday night show do their show. I don't want to be compared to that show. I don't want to be compared to them
by
at all.
By who? By who?
That was a great
By team. Who, Kale? By who, Kale?
What do you mean?
This is Big Will. By who do you,
I know,
you
I,
don't want it to be compared to? By with who? The fans?
Oh, just some of the people that I've talked to me, that I've talked to, and I don't want to jump any more people into this, but...
Okay.
Well,
what I'm trying to say is that fan who we hung up on, who you hung up on or whatever, he's a fan, he's a caller, he can say anything he wants. Anybody on the shows can compare anybody to anybody. So we can't stop that. Can no one stop that? Kale, you know, I've been with you from day one as well. You know, but
yeah.
I think that to me, now this is my opinion, I'm not going to call you wrong or anything, but you overreacted on the strength of, with, I'm talking about Joe now, not the caller, I'm talking about with Cadillac Joe. That man apologized to you 3-4 times. He was trying to calm the situation down. Cadillac Joe. He was trying to calm the situation. That's why he said, wait, let's not. All right, see, when you was talking about comparing him with BET, they grudge racing, they talking smack to each other. He was trying to consider himself your friend, your co-host, not co-host, but another fellow radio host that you can talk, we can calm down and talk to one another. He wasn't trying to say that he can't act, you can't act ignorant on this show or whatever like you did last week. He was just trying to compare you two as co-hosts, I mean, both being a professional host of shows, and he was trying to ask you to calm down so he can apologize. That man apologizing, you call him a B, man. I ain't never heard you talk to nobody like that. That's
what
tripped me out. A B.
What did I call him?
A B. I don't want to say the word because my kids are here. I don't use that type of language.
No, it's okay. Wait, hold on a second. Now, I hear what you're saying, Will. And you know I got mad love and respect for you. You know that. But I want to say this. Again, Cadillac Joe jumped into something he had no business being in. This wasn't about Cadillac Joe. This was
about
being
Cadillac.
Now,
you might be right on that. You might be right on that. I don't know. I guess you might be right on that. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Now, this is what happened. And it happened last 2 weeks ago on my show. Whatever happened, I didn't open BET's mic up. Kevin did. Kevin opened up a mic on my show. And Kevin knows not to open up shit on my show.
Okay.
He opened up BET's mic. Wait, hold on. He's the one who let the cat out of the bag. When BET started getting on Kev about putting him on in the private room for 2 hours, that pissed him off. Now, Cadillac Joe started getting on BET. Again, that was between Kevin and BET. Whatever that issue was, I knew nothing about. I didn't know anything about it. It didn't happen on my show. My thing was tonight was between me and Kevin. Had nothing to do with Cadillac Joe. But he wanted to bring himself into this argument, so that's how it went down. I had nothing to, this had nothing to do with Cadillac Joe. There's no reason for him to apologize to me because I know where it came from. This was Kev's idea to do because this is what we did on our show.
Well, I think, but you're not talking about that caller. That wasn't Cadillac Joe that just called. That's not
No. He was before you got on, DJ.
Okay.
But I understand what you're saying. But you must have some kind of understanding, Kel, that's his show that used the round table. And I understand what you're trying to say is that Kevin should have stepped up for his buddy, Kel, because you helped bring Kevin out into the limelight. I know that. So you're not making I don't have no qualms about that. You know, you stand up for him and everything, let him be part of the show and everything. I know that. But Cadillac felt like it was his show that was using the slogan, so he wanted to apologize for himself, not for Kevin. He was trying to show men's with himself, and you wouldn't allow him to do that. And I don't understand that. I know you was upset. But we have to calm down and be a man. You say you're the first one to apologize. You're the first one to stand up for people. But that man tried to apologize to you.
Maybe I'm hearing open? Things. Yeah.
Beg your pardon?
Okay, I'm just checking. Go ahead.
Yeah, Rob. Hold on one second, Rob. Maybe I'm hearing things different how you guys are hearing it. Because this is what I heard when his mic first came on. If you have a problem, you should have called me. I'm a player.
Well,
and, you know,
that's part of his swagger.
Wait, let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, I'm already upset with Kev about this, and I give him the opportunity to come in and explain. If he wants to talk, I gave him the floor. I don't care if he wants to be a player or original this. Or that. Listen, this isn't what this was about. It had nothing to do with him. He brought himself into the argument. And he started trying to go like he does on his show and go off track when he's confronted with something. There was no apology there. It was going to be some ducking and dodging, but there was no apology.
Well, yeah, you're right, Tao. He didn't have no business coming on you like that. It wasn't about Cadillac Joe. It was about you and Kevin.
And Cadillac Joe
came in and started taking up for Kevin. And
right.
you tried to shut him down.
Well, look, how about this? Maybe tomorrow sometime, and I don't mind being on the phone. How about this?
Yeah, my mic's open.
The three people that may have it, I don't really see it being no. Go ahead, whoever.
I'll turn it to my mic because I can mute it.
Okay, go ahead. Just mute your mic. Yeah, go B.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on,
Uncle Larry.
Yeah, Tao.
Yeah.
I want to come in. I want to talk to you for a minute. Well, I want to come in and talk to you for a minute, but it was just said a few days ago, man, how wonderful a job that you were doing and commentary on other people or how they were doing. So far and so on, I've sit back and I've witnessed something that I never thought that would even exist. And the reason I'm saying that is because, first of all, number one, I got to speak on Kevin. And when I'm speaking on Kevin, I'm going to say it this way. Anybody that know Kevin, man, Kevin is a guy that if you ever call on him, man, if he can do it, he's going to do it for you. That's the way I know him. I can't say how nobody else. So I think you know him better than I do because I met you and him around the same time. Number two, Cadillac Joe was coming on there to confirm the fact that Kevin didn't have anything to do with the round table discussion. What happened was Cadillac Joe said, well, I remember when the show first started, let's just have a round table discussion. During the period of time when we started the round table on your program, Cadillac Joe was nowhere on the scene at all, period. So I really don't think that he really meant any harm. And my thing with it is this here. You know, I'm not upset with you. I'm not upset with Joe. I'm not upset with Kevin. You know, but at the same time, I just recently heard someone come in, and I mean, they gave y'all some very outstanding promotion about what y'all had going on. Tonight, we let ourselves fall down to the level of what the other shows got going on. That ain't what we be about, and that ain't what we've been about. You know, so my thing was, our thing is not to run people away. Our thing is not to put ourselves in a position where people look at us out the corner of their eyes and all that kind of stuff. We want to look at them the same way they've been looking at us all the time, because everything has been very gracious on your show from the very start, but you had gotten to a point where when you was dealing with Oklahoma and you were dealing with the fact of you trying to get the track, it's a whole lot of people missed out on the fact that you having or using the term round table, you know, and Cadillac Joe would happen to be one of those people, you know, and the man, he wanted to apologize to you. I was listening to everything, you know, the other, because somebody else make a statement or say something, you know, people will always have some type of opinion, but I don't think nobody could really rattle us to that extent, man, because of the simple fact that I don't think nobody really meant any harm, you know, and that's just only my formal opinion, man. I just hope that it's something that has been done that can be repaired, because we don't need no permanent damage in this, because once we start having permanent damage, then that's going to take us and the things that people say they can turn right back around and take them away. And I know I don't like for nobody to give me nothing and then turn around and take it away from me. You know, because if I give it to you, you deserve it. You know, so that's the only point that I have.
Hey.
I'm going to get right back on mute, man, and let y'all finish having y'all discussion, because I feel like the right thing is going to be done. But, you know, Uncle Larry just had to only give his opinion.
Kev, okay, I got a question, Kev.
Hey, DJ, can I holler right quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me get this out before my phone go dead. Hey, Kev, you know, anytime a person can take you out of your element and put you in theirs, 99.9% of the time, you will be wrong. If you step away from yourself, you feel what I'm saying? And I think 90% of the people on this show tonight will tell you the truth, will tell you, you stepped away from yourself, man, tonight. I have never heard you use the word bitch. Never ever on this show. Have I ever? And I've seen you kind of warm, but you were above and beyond that tonight. You allowed yourself to come out of your elements.
This has been brewing inside of me for 2 weeks.
Well, see, that's the first mistake right there. You never let them brew it any longer.
Wait, let me finish. Hold on. Last night was the straw that broke the camel's back, because I had said something, Tyson had said something on their show, and it still continues. So either nobody really cares about what I think or how I feel, and they probably still don't now. But you know what? I had to get out what I had to get out. I didn't want to hear no song and dance. I wanted you to be a man.
There's nothing wrong with you getting it out there. There's nothing wrong with you getting it out. I should have gotten it out, but it's the delivery that you use to get it out. And listen to this, man. I'm going to say this here, and I'm gone. I'm going to say this here. Anytime a man tries to apologize to you, allow him to. Joe came on the show because all this trouble started on his show. That's what made him come in. And the only thing he was saying, the only thing Joe was saying was, hey, man, I did that. Kale, he didn't. He couldn't stop me from doing what I did. But since you feel so strongly about it, let me be a man and apologize to you, and we will end this right here. You would accept that. So that's why I'm telling you, when you allow someone to take you out of your elements, it makes you wrong. Now, my phone is about to go dead. I'm going to try to listen to the rest of the show.
All right, Tails, can I say something? Tails, my mic open?
Yeah.
Okay. We had a discussion earlier, right? What did I say to you? I said what?
No.
Leave it alone. Let it be. Because I know how you are. We've been boys for a long, long, long time, and I told you, I know you, better than you know you. And I know you are out of your element. That's why I said, Tail, leave it alone. Just let it be. And I know how you are very passionate about certain things. You know, when the Oklahoma boys came and talked all that smack, I said, hey, it's no big deal. Let it go. Let it go. I'm listening to everybody. I didn't catch the call. I just caught the tail end because I had to make a run. And everything that everybody's saying is absolutely right. I'm your boy, and I'll always still be your boy, whether everybody hates you or whatever. I just know how you are. And I don't know what was said, nor does it matter. But I know you, and like he said, you let somebody else take you out of your element, and you're way better than that. That's what I had to say. But I agree with everybody because I didn't hear the conversation. I don't know what was said about Kev. Hey, it's just a show. Nobody's getting paid. It is what it is. People like the show, and don't let yourself get caught up into it. I know how you are about the show. You hate that you miss not doing the show because certain things. It is what it is. Get over it. You know, hey, we bicker and argue all the time in track. You call me. I talk to you every day. And we always argue about the same stuff. And then at the end of the day, it is what it is. Hey,
I just,
your
you
daughter
know,
knows that we talk every day.
It's, yeah. You know, Kayla's like this, man. I'm not always right, you know, and you're not always right. So it's good to have people that really care about you that can tell you when you're wrong and not just go along with you when you're being wrong. And tonight I think you was a little wrong. That's just my opinion. Now, but I think also tonight everybody has learned really how passionate you are about what you do, and that makes them understand why you went off the way that you did. And I think we all understand that better now. But at the same time, I honestly feel like you need to reach out to that fan, regardless of how you feel, and give him an apology. That's just my opinion. I don't know if you saved the number, or at least you and him talk one-on-one, and because that's a fan that you potentially just lost. Because, you know, him not being informed and knowing this or knowing that, but he's still a fan. And
it's just like I told you, Taylor, when we had the little brief conversation, I said, leave it alone. Let it be. Leave it alone. And I know how passionate you are, and I was like, just let it be. And when I just clicked on about half hour ago when I heard it, I was like, I told him to leave it alone. Hey, you know you're my boy. Hey, if I ever need anything, I told you they're 100% for me, just like I'm there for you. And, you know, if you're wrong, you're wrong. I'm going to let you know. Whether you like it or not, that you know how I am. I'm straight up with it. I don't bite my tongue for nobody. And I think you're wrong in this situation, and I didn't catch it all.
Maybe I just see things different.
You see things different because you're passionate about certain things.
Exactly.
You're more passionate than most other people are about a lot of things. You know, like the personal things we discussed about that other, your friend, you know, you know what I'm talking about with the catering truck deal. Remember, I told you. Remember, I said, hey, leave it alone. And the situation, and I said, hey, I know, but you don't want that on your mind. And I know how passionate you're about everything.
But here's my thing. And, you know, and first I want to say I hear everything you guys are saying, DJ, Will, Mr. B, Rob. I hear you. I honestly got to hear you with both ears. But what I haven't heard is how I might have been wrong for. Well, I've heard that I should owe an apology. What I haven't heard is that.
Come on with it. Come on with it.
I think what I'm trying to say is basically what I'm hearing is it's okay to fuck over your friend and not be there for him. And when you call him out on it, I was a little too hard, so I owe somebody an apology. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be an ass.
I'm going to make it quick because we have dealt with a situation like this before. Remember we talked about with John Forrester and Tony Pedregal, right? What did I say? Be a man about it. Hey, talk to John Forrester by himself. You don't do that on national TV. He's lost a fan base like crazy just because. Whether John Forrester was wrong or not, it's a time and a place. And a personal issue,
right.
You should have said,
that's
hey,
right.
Kev,
that's
me
right.
and you.
And I did
personal
this.
Issue.
I did this 2 weeks ago. Kev, did I not talk to you 2 weeks ago? Did I not talk to you 2 weeks ago, Kev, about this?
Tell. Did we or did we not talk? We had Cadillac Joe on the show, and I told Cadillac that you were the one who originated that. We were the ones who originated that. So if you had a problem with me personally, call me like I called you earlier today, and you didn't answer the phone. I'm working, dude. I'm working in Canada, so when I can't leave my phone on. I'm not trying to duck and dodge you. Let's get that straight now. Never have.
Listen, that's not. I hear you. I hear you, Kev. My question
but
is
dude,
to
I would
you.
Never, I would never do that what you did to me tonight. I would never do that to you.
Listen, when I talked to you, 2 weeks ago, and I said, Kev, what's up, man? Why are you guys doing the roundtable?
No. Hold on.
What do you mean? What do you mean no? I did not talk
you
to you about this.
You and Joe were on the phone.
No, Joe was not on the phone.
Joe was on the phone.
That phone call was
a month and a half ago. Joe was on the phone. Me and you both discussed it with Joe. Joe said that he said, "Tayo, I would support your show. I'll let everybody know to call in your show on Friday nights to continue the conversation. Call on Tayo's show on Saturday night, and we can continue the conversation. Whatever's going on my show tonight."
Right.
That's all he said to you.
And I agree.
Okay.
I said, "Of course, no problem."
But like Mr. Keenum said, you allow people to come in between our friendship. If we don't have a friendship, we're like brothers.
Where in that conversation did I say you guys could use the round table too if you want for your show? When did I come to you and say that?
This is what I'm trying to explain to you.
I'm asking you a question. When did I say that to you?
You never said that. What I'm trying to explain to you was if you had a problem with that right then, you should have said something then.
Listen, this is what Cadillac was doing, and this is what you're doing. Don't sidestep my question. I deserve an answer.
What did I say? I said if you had a problem with it, then you should have said something else we discussed.
No, the question is, Kevin, the question is this. Where in that conversation that we had did I say, go ahead and use the round table on your show?
You never said that. Okay, listen to me, Tayo. Where'd you get the round table from?
The three of us.
You got it from me. You did not get it from Tyson.
Whoa, you got it from me.
You got it from me.
Say that again.
You got it from me. You got it from me.
You know what, Kevin?
Because when we did the show, I said, Tayo.
I'm going to call your shit out right now. You know, Kev, I'm calling your shit out right now. After we had that show, and I want everyone to listen to what I'm saying. When Tyson came on the show the first time, I called both of them after the show, and I told Tyson, I told Kevin, I said, I think we got something here. I said, the three of us should come in and start discussions, and we all decided we called it the round table. Where are you? How is it your idea?
I was the one who said the round table.
No, it wasn't, Kevin. It was all of us combined.
I never said that.
You take it, Kev. You take it. You have your own show. You do your thing on Friday night. Stay off of my show, okay? You work that board.
Man.
Don't bother with this show, okay? You take your round table and go Friday night. There, it's all done. It's over with. This is all done and settled.
No problem. Have a nice day. Right, and you got a show because of me.
Well, it was your idea, Ken. So hey, I'm gonna apologize to you right now. On this
no, you
show,
don't have to.
I'm
you don't have. Hey, Tayo, Tayo, this is what you do.
Let me finish. Let me finish.
It's good.
I'm gonna apologize for taking your round table and putting it on a show. okay? That's what I'm doing. I am sorry, Kevin, that I took this and used it on the show.
This is what I'm saying. Patel, this is what I'm saying.
I'm trying to apologize here. Will you let me? I'm trying to do the right thing here. I'm sorry that I took your roundtable name and used it on our show. Because, Tyson, if I'm wrong, did I or did I not say, I might have the name on the show, but this show belongs to the three of us?
Yes, sir. That's what you said.
Okay.
So now, I never said at any time, this is my show, you guys just do what I say. I included the three of us. And now it's you who had the name. Okay, so I apologize to you, Kev, all this time, for a year and a half. I wish I could take all those names, but I am sorry. I apologize. I apologize for using your name, your gimmick on my show. Okay?
Okay, but let me ask you this question real quick. Taylor, let me ask you this question real quick. How long, me and you have been on the show for years, right?
I knew you. Right
or wrong? I said we've been on each other for years, right?
Yep.
We talk about our families and everything on personal conversations for years, right?
Yep.
No. All I was saying to you was, Taylor, if you have something to talk to me about, just call me, man. Text me and say, hey, Kev, call me. I need to talk to you. Even if I'm in Canada working, and when I come back over, the text will show up. I called you before the show today to touch base with you, and you wouldn't answer the phone.
Today?
Yes.
Today? Yeah, I didn't want to talk to you today. Yeah, I didn't.
Okay, that's
phone
fine.
Call.
That's fine. That's your right. That's your right to do that.
Kevin,
but what I'm saying though,
Get your weak ass off the man show. Hang his ass up, Teo.
Is it really that serious? Well, y'all gonna lose friendship over a slogan, man?
Yep.
It goes deeper than that.
That we've been on the show for almost 2 hours, and this is all you guys are hearing. There's more to this. And the thing is this.
But, okay, well,
the
we
only thought
we
that we can hear is what y'all
are
discussing, though.
Exactly.
If there's more
that's
to
that's
it,
that's
y'all not discussing it. So we only can give our opinion from what we're hearing. And from what I'm hearing, it ain't nowhere in the world I lose no friendship with nobody for a slogan. I'm not going to do that.
No.
You know, and I don't know what in the world is going wrong, man. It's something ain't right somewhere, man.
Especially
I mean, it's really not that deep at all.
No
you know, but
that
if y'all want to make it do that deep,
no money.
Then y'all continue to do all. I was just only giving my advice as being a senior to you all. You know, this is ridiculous.
This is stupid.
I'm not going to lose my friendship with nobody, man, for a slogan.
No.
I'm not going to do
no.
this by not
it's
a
not
friendship
the
way shit in the first place. You know? I'm serious. You know, matter of fact, you know what? I'll let y'all continue the show, man. God bless all of y'all, man, and y'all have a good night, man.
My feelings are stupid. My feelings are stupid.
I'm with you, Larry. Oh, this is ridiculous. Not your feelings are stupid. The situation of y'all two losing a friendship over this is stupid to me.
Man, you know what?
I don't know if it's something else that we're not hearing. Just like y'all saying, it's something that's deeper. We don't hear. I'm like what Larry just said. All we can go off is what we're hearing. We're hearing two sides. And my thing is, if Kev calls you today, and this could have been this whole conversation could have been avoided by you and him having a private conversation. This we wouldn't even be hearing this stuff.
Right, you should
Hold on. This is what's aggravating me right now because you guys aren't hearing me. You're not listening to what I'm saying.
Listen, what I'm saying. What I've already said is that we hear you, we feel you, we feel your passion for what you do. We hear and we feel, we more than hear it, we feel it. The passion that you have for this show and the passion that you have for the people listening. But what
Harrison, you're not.
Huh? Okay, but what I'm trying to get you to understand. Okay, what I'm trying to get you to understand is.
DJ,
DJ,
you ain't trying to hear what Tao trying to tell you, man. The man betrayed him, stabbed him in the back. He don't want to fuck with him no more. He just letting him know he don't fuck with him no more. Say this come on his show. Now why y'all just don't hear what he's saying? He telling the man fuck himself. He can go ahead on about his business. Y'all don't hear
okay,
that part. Y'all telling him he wrong.
Okay,
he wrong for
no,
the way he feels.
No, BG. Everybody hear that too. Everybody hear that part also. But what they're trying to say is they don't want to see the two of them lose a friendship over what he's thinking he's being stabbed in the back for. They don't. Everybody don't think that it's that deep. I don't know. I didn't hear that.
When Warren stabbed you, you'll know how it feel, DJ. When Warren stabbed you in the back, you'll know how the shit feel.
Let me explain.
He ain't stabbed him in the back like that.
So you don't think I was stabbed in the back, Will?
I don't think it's worth losing a friendship about. I think it was a misunderstanding.
I don't think it's worth losing a friendship.
It's not about the name.
Okay,
it's not about the average joke. It's deeper than that.
Let me explain this. You got to let me talk for one sec. This didn't happen last night. 2 weeks ago. I addressed this issue. Kevin said, I got his number. I should call. I could call him anytime I want to. I did. And I talked to Kev about it 2 weeks ago. So you guys aren't hearing what I'm saying. You guys want to... quick judgment to say, hey,
no.
I'm jumping the gun. I'm losing a friendship. I had a problem 2 weeks ago. I went to Kevin with it.
Was Joe in the free line with us after the show?
Let him finish, Kevin. Let him finish.
I talked to you, Kev.
Okay, so this is my thing.
Conversation with Joe was a month and a half ago.
This is my thing. We've been knowing you for years. I've been knowing you for the only people in this line. You could have called me, or I could have called you, whatever price. I called you today. You didn't answer the phone. You said you didn't want to answer. That's fine. I have no problem with you. All you do is say,
Kev.
I told you
this 2 weeks ago, Kev.
No, you didn't.
Keep saying all when I have to call you.
We addressed it with Joe, and Joe said, hey, we just, you know, I don't think Joe ever said was on his show. Joe has never won his show and said this is a roundtable. Joe said, we're just going to do a roundtable night. Everybody who wants to talk, let you know, hit the one button. That's all Joe's ever said. He never said
this is a roundtable show. All I want to say is this. Go back. Everybody listening, go listen to that show from last night, and then you tell me what you heard. And I will be more than happy to apologize if I'm in the wrong. That's not what was said, Kevin. And you know what, man? You can talk in circles all you want. But I told you about this 2 weeks ago. You said all I have to do is talk to you, call you on the phone. I did. I said it between me and you. And then it fell on deaf ears. Nothing happened after that. And then it happened again, and Tyson called it on that show.
Yeah, Tyson called you. Tyson called you, stirred up. Go ahead, keep on going.
And then it happened again.
Okay.
So basically, either you're not saying nothing, or because it was your idea in the beginning, it's okay to use on Joe's show. That's what the issue is.
Uncle Larry, let me tell you something.
And that's why Uncle Larry's
on a conversation with us when you and Joe's on the phone. That's why he's trying to tell you there's a bunch of bullshit going on tonight. All you gotta do is say, hey. Blah, 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 whatever. Me and you and Joe talked about it. If you had a problem,
I was a mother.
Joe.
Kevin, I swear to God, man.
Okay,
Kevin, that phone conversation was a month and a half ago. And all was talked about on that show was when he got started, I told him, I said, yeah, I'll start calling in and support the show. And he said, well, you know, sometimes if we get into a conversation and the show ends, can we pick it up on your show? I said, no problem. No, I had no problem with that. I had zero problem with that, and I said that. At that time with that phone conversation, there was no talk about the roundtable. There was no talk about him using the word roundtable. But you know what? There shouldn't have been, right? Because it was your idea. So why would you have to talk to me about using your idea?
Kale.
Right?
Kale, I know that you said that you talked to him a couple of weeks ago about it. And just like you said about last night, I think it was when Tyson might have came on the show and said something about the round table was from KO's show. I was on the show, and you said it went silent. Because, beg your pardon?
I was on the show that night, too.
Right. And it went silent because nobody was really trying to debate that. You know, everybody just sort of threw their thumbs up. Just tonight, somebody just came on tonight and said something about butt naked was the first one used the my hitter thing. See, nobody can keep up with all these shows. He don't know if butt naked was the first one. It's too many shows on. Ain't nobody watching all these shows because some of them on at the same time. So he don't even know that. And just like that round table thing last night, we just let it go because it wasn't a major part of his show. His theme is not the round table. It's not the whole makeup of the show. He can never use the round table again, and his show is still the same. And just like we're talking about tonight, this used to be, you know, you talking about you, Kevin, and what's going on. Man, this, everybody felt at home on this show because nobody exactly. Never dominated and just threw people off and treated them like crap on this show. See, that's why I was always, like, you're talking about the little guys, whatever you said, we all felt at home on your show. So it was no big discussion like that. It was never no dominant person just cussing you out and putting you off and telling you to kiss their butt and go home and all that. We didn't play like that on this show, Kale. That's all I'm trying to say. You and Kevin falling out.
Let me ask you this, Will. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Why did Cadillac jump off?
Because you started. He kept trying to apologize. He kept trying to apologize, and at a certain point, you get too upset. Just like I heard.
Apologize
I heard one time.
Apologize for what? Apologize
he was
for what?
To apologize. His part of
this had
using
nothing
your
to do with
program.
Him.
Huh?
It had nothing to do with him.
It
you
was his
help?
Show that it was used on. It was his
huh?
show that was used on. So
I don't
he
know,
was
you
trying to apologize.
It sounded like
for
something going wrong.
But the front started out. The front started out with Tate. The front started out with Tate and Kevin.
You guys are going to have your beliefs on what you heard, what you guys heard, and I'm going to have my belief on what I know, and that's fine. And I don't. I'm not mad at anybody. I'm a strong believer.
Why do you think he was trying to apologize then? Why do you think he was trying to apologize?
You know what? I'm gonna have to go back and listen because I don't remember him trying to apologize about anything. All he kept saying was
he
how
didn't,
do we resolve it.
He did not try to apologize.
He was trying to apologize, let you know.
He did not try to apologize. That man apologized. He said the full words, okay, well, I apologize, this, that, and other. He kept saying that, man. He kept saying that. Like you say, when you listen at the show, you make sure that you let me know where you was right on that. Now, I don't know about everything else, but I know I heard that man apologize. And why he was trying to apologize, in my opinion, is because of his part in this. You know, like you're saying, Kevin should have took care of his business on his end, maybe so. But Joe was using the word as well, and it was his show. So he was trying to apologize to that as to another man, another radio host. That's what he was doing to me, in my opinion.
Well, why would he have to apologize? Why would he have to apologize if it was Kevin saying to begin with?
Now we ain't going
to
go into that part of it. I don't want
to
go into that part because I don't know that. I don't want to go into that. That's between you and KO. I mean, you and y'all three.
Wait a minute. That's what this whole thing's about. That's why I apologize to Kevin. I apologize to Kevin for using his saying. And I apologize for that. So there should be no more issue. As Kevin's
well,
saying,
that's
he thought
now.
It was all by
that's
himself.
Now.
He put it, okay, well, that's what I'm saying. Now this issue is dead. Right?
No,
because right now we're beating a dead horse.
No,
right.
Because we still ain't got to the bottom of this, because this is, like I said earlier, this is deeper than what they're really seeing. And the problem between the three people, the fan, that was a little uncalled for. Cadillac Joe, that was on both of y'all's part. But you still leaving out the problem with you and Kevin. Y'all gonna have to pull that to the side and talk about that, because that's the main issue. It didn't start off with the fan. It didn't start off with Cadillac Joe. It started off with you and Kevin. Y'all got to air that out. And that went deeper than what a lot of guys that on this show ain't even hearing. And I know both of y'all better than that. And it goes back a long time. So that's needs
so
to
let me
air
ask
it
this
out.
Question. Let me ask this question, Kev. 2 weeks ago, when we had this conversation and I brought up the why are you guys using that, how come you didn't tell me 2 weeks ago, well, I'm the one who came up with it. I told them to go ahead and use it. Why don't you just say that?
Tail, you're not listening to what the man is saying. He's never said the wrong thing.
I want you to answer my question. I don't want no scenarios. I just want to answer to my question. That's all I want.
How come
you just didn't tell me that? I said, how come 2 weeks ago when I talked to you about this, you didn't just come out and say, hey, you know what? That was my saying anyway, so I told Joe to go ahead and use it. Why don't you just tell me that then?
Joe, this is what I'm saying. Me and you and Joe talked on the phone after the show.
I don't care about that
Joe,
conversation. It's got nothing to do with what I'm asking you.
Okay, you want to be
finished? I'm asking you this.
When I was on the phone,
you didn't tell me this 2 weeks ago.
What did I
just say? I told you
that Joe. I said, tell we originated on that show the round table. Joe has never said his show was the round table. So that's what people don't realize. You go back and listen to the show. Joe said we're gonna have a round table tonight. We're gonna have a round table tonight, and everybody get in on the show. Hit the one button and get on the show, and that's all he ever said. He never says it's a roundtable show.
You know what, Kevin? You just talking in circles. You're not answering my question. I don't care about what you. I said, oh, dude, you're getting me so rattled right now. I'm asking you one more time. I'm going to ask you. I'm going to talk slow. Okay.
Okay. I want you to talk slow.
How come when I talked to you 2 weeks ago about this, you just didn't say, you know what, Tao, that's my slogan anyway. I told Joe to go ahead and use it. Why didn't you just say that?
No, then? I never told Joe to use anything. That's the whole point. You're not listening to me.
Oh, my God.
I never told
just
Joe to use
anything. You're not listening, man.
Now, you guys understand why I'm yelling? Everything, and then everybody sticks up for him. I'm asking you a simple question that you don't answer.
He's telling you the truth, and I agree with him, Kevin. You need to stand up on that.
What's that?
No one ever told Joe that he could
never
or could not use
it. Maybe that's what he's trying to find out. He wanted you to step up and tell him, Kevin.
Tell him what?
That slogan was his, and it started at Tao show.
Joe knew that. But Joe has never, ever said this is a round table show. I'm trying to explain to everyone.
Every Friday he says a round table.
I'm going to say it one more time, and then that's it.
Every
and then I'm
Friday.
Done with this conversation. My question is, how come you just didn't say, hey, well, you know, that's my slogan anyway, so he can go ahead and use it if he wants? How come you didn't just come out and tell me that? You just said I can talk to you about anything, and you can talk to me about anything. How come you just didn't come right out and say that then? And this could have been squashed 2 weeks ago.
Just like, I'm not a confrontational person, okay? Just right now.
And you know what? Why would you have to be confrontational with me? I'm your fucking brother, dude.
Because Joe was on the show.
Why would you
you're
have
on
to be
the show.
Confrontational with me.
That ain't got nothing to do with you.
I have nothing to do with that. That's what I'm trying to explain to you, man.
You still can't answer my question.
What happened is.
Am I asking something too difficult to answer?
No, you're not. I've answered your question 10 times. I had nothing to do with
what's
that. Me, you, and Joe's on the show. Joe, what did we say? We said Joe was going to continue his show
and
help your show.
It's
Kevin,
not about Joe.
There was no Joe on the show. There was no Joe on the show. It was me and you. It was 2 weeks ago. The conversation with me, you, and
oh,
Joe.
Oh, he was on. He was on the freeway with
ago.
Us. He was on the freeway with us. He was on the freeway private conversation on my phone.
No.
Do you want me to see
no,
my phone records? Do you want me to send you my phone records? Do you need my phone records?
Send me your phone records.
Hell yeah,
I need
to do
a phone
record.
I have no problem with it.
I got the same
man.
I'm not asking you about the three-way phone call, Kevin.
Goddamn Kevin.
Lying-ass bitches.
Lying, motherfucker.
That's what I'm trying to ask you. You keep going to a three-way phone call. That was a month and a half ago. I'm talking 2 weeks
no,
ago.
No, it's not. We talked 2 weeks ago.
I told
okay.
you, I just beat
now,
that.
How come you didn't tell me then?
Well, matter of fact, this is my thing. What is the big-ass fucking problem? Because the man said he got the round table.
Yeah.
Problem is that you should have had my back. The problem is
it's
you should have had my back. Like
I had your back. So what? So when me and you and him talking on the phone, I said Tail was the originator of the show. Originator of doing the round table. We did it. We started
no,
on Saturday
no,
night.
No, no,
no.
You are. You're
you
the originator.
You
not
were.
Me. No, you're the originator,
you
Kevin.
You
it's your fucking life.
I said.
Oh, my.
I said.
You started that. You came
you're
up
right.
with that. You
I
said,
thought,
you
I,
did.
I said we originated. We started on
you didn't say
the
we.
Show.
You said you no, did.
Hold on. This is Big Rob on here. Robbie Rob, hey, Ken, you did say it was yours. You came up with it. You did
exactly.
say that. I
right.
heard that. I walked in the
right.
store and came back out and I heard that.
Right.
Okay.
You said
now
it was your word. And Tail apologized for using your word. So we need to squash on it and move on.
Okay.
Hey, if you don't want to forget, you don't want to forget. Let's move on.
There you go.
Right.
I mean,
okay.
what are we crying about some shit? If you my boy, then call me and we'll talk about it. I mean, what's the big problem? But you just blast me and don't do me out there.
Kevin, the problem
no,
is,
I'm good with it. I'm good with it. I have no problem with it. I'm good with it.
The problem is, I did talk to you about it.
Okay.
Okay?
No, you
the problem
tell.
Is, I did talk to you about it.
Tell.
And you told me
and
nothing.
What did I do? What did I do? What did I do? Did I put
absolutely
you and Joe on the phone together?
Not a goddamn
lying
thing.
Like you
nothing.
Now.
Did
that's
I put you
do.
And Joe on the phone together? And Joe,
yeah,
and
like
Joe has never said... You know what, dude? Joe never said that his show was the round table. All he said was that this is the round table night. If you guys want to get in the show. And the man said, that, so what's the big problem?
Dale, do me and
Kevin.
You see things the same way all the time? We don't. We bump
exactly.
heads all the time. And at the end of the day, it is what it is. You got your mind and I got my mind. We're at this track, and I said, Tail, we need to put these jets. No, I don't. I said, hey, whatever you want to do, don't matter to me. It's your car. I'm just here to help you.
Right.
So at the end of the day, I know how you are, and you know how I am. It ain't going to change nothing.
No, because
it's all about
talent.
Let it go.
Because he's going to do what he does
go.
And dodge around a simple question. He still can't answer my question.
Okay,
I've asked it 20 times.
He doesn't want to answer the question.
He's
not going to answer, Dale.
He's
not going to answer. Exactly. It's over and done with. Let it go. Move on. Let's talk about
well,
the list.
I apologize for taking.
Grayson, nobody
in.
Locking in. 2 hours or nothing.
And put it on. I apologize. It's done. As far as I'm concerned, this whole thing's done.
Okay, let's move on. Thank
you.
Hey, did y'all hear we had an earthquake
in
California?
Hey, what's up, man?
Oh, ain't nothing, man. I'm just kidding.
No, that's the sun now. he know you hot.
I just called in to support
I,
the show and just for you guys, chop it up.
It's just, you know what?
I know how you feel about it, Taylor. I know how you feel about it. Hey, you should know
for number one, I know, if nobody else knows, I know. It's happened to me already.
I feel that I tried to handle this the right way in the beginning.
And it got ugly. Let it go.
Everybody is saying, I did. And it happened again. But you know what? I apologize. That's not my saying. I'm sorry that we used it on the show. And we won't use it ever again.
Well, let's come up with a new round table. Phil.
No, we're not using. It'll be a square table. It won't be a round table.
Well, let's come up with a square table. Phil.
I ain't going to come up with no table. Futons and beanbag, just like we do it in Cali.
Right.
I'm surprised you guys ain't walking around in flip-flops out there.
Oh, yeah, we are. I know I got mine on. I got my flip-flops on.
You know, it's just, you know, DJ, I got to tell you, I hear everything you're saying, brother, and you know what? And it even makes me mad when I have to say you're right.
Easy, Rob. I know it's still you to say them words.
I got to tell you this, though, DJ. You know, and growing up in an Italian family, and you know, having family doing kind of things that aren't legal in a lot of states. The one thing you learn, I learned as a kid, is loyalty. And your word is your bond. And if I tell you, DJ, if you say, Tail, man, I need someone to come out here and help me with my car. I'm in Alabama. Can you make it? Dude, I'm booking a flight. I told Sleepy many a times, when he gets this truck ready, call me. I come down and help him out, do whatever he needed me to do. Because
yes,
if I can't make it, I'm going to tell you I can't make it. But if I say I'm coming, you can rest assured and bet everything on the farm that I'll be there.
Hey, Taylor, I got a question.
I feel the same. I feel that every person should have that same. If they can do it, and they say they'll be there, and you're going to count on them, then they have to own that. And I think that's what my biggest hang-up with this whole thing is. I did make the phone call to him. We talked about it. And nothing was said then about it being his idea. It was, nothing was even brought up about that. But now it's brought up that it was his idea. And this is the first time in a year and a half that I'm hearing this. So, I apologize to you, Kev, for using your saying. You should have been a bigger man and told me what was up.
If I'm wrong,
I'll be the first one to admit it. I'll step right up in front and get on a podium and say, this guy right here, I effed up really bad, and this is what I did. I got no problem. I got no problems apologizing to anybody.
Except for me.
Hey, Tayo, I got a drag racing question. If someone says that they got stock suspension on 29s, would you take that to be rear stock suspension or front stock suspension?
Wait.
Trick question. Both.
Both?
Oh, yeah, that both.
You got that both? Okay. I was just wondering, you know, because I lock somebody in on stock suspension on 29, and I come to find out that it's a ladder bar or a back half car. But,
they told me that
they got front style suspension.
Do you think so?
Front suspension. Yeah. I mean, that's what he said. I was just wondering, you know, I ain't been drag racing that long. So I just want to make sure that, if you say stock suspension, could it mean just front stock suspension, and your rear suspension could be anything in the world? I ain't been drag racing that long. I just never know.
Well, let me ask this question to you real quick. If you're squeezing and I'm on the motor, will you give me some space out front in the 8th mile race?
Say that again.
Yeah, I'll tap that ass.
If I'm on motor and you're on nitrous, can I get like about 3 or 4 cars in an 8th mile race?
I give you 3 to the left or 3 to the right.
Or to the left.
Good answer.
I was just wondering because I didn't know if that was my problem or somebody else's.
Yeah. I mean,
being on the motor and all.
I mean, to me, you on the motor, you running the best you know how. You got a horsepower cam, you got a horsepower converter, you got a horsepower motor. So, I would believe if you run a horsepower, you at your best. And if you put some nitrous on it, you'll blow it up. So, I mean, you know.
Are you there, Javon?
I just wanted to know, man. I didn't know if I could try and snip something like that.
I mean, you could try, but you may not get far. Not with me.
Hey, Tayo.
Yeah.
Hey, I got Javon on the phone. He want to talk to us.
What's that?
I got Javon on the phone. He wants to talk to us.
What's going on, boss?
Tayo, how's it going?
How's
it going? Everything going good?
Yeah, blood pressure's coming down to normal.
Okay, good. They got a lot of 911s, and I'm thinking, you know, I didn't know how it was possible, but I thought that maybe, it was a gunfight or something. And but now that I'm on, I seem to be, you know, y'all skipping racing and stuff, so evidently it's good. So you good, Tayo?
Yeah, I can hear you. It sounds like you're breaking up though, going in and out.
I said I was making sure. I said, are you good? I said everything is good.
It's getting better.
That's me, Jay. So
when you hear stock suspension. I got stock suspension on 29. Is that rear stock suspension, or can you have a ladder bar car along with the front suspension and stock? So, I mean, I don't know.
Can you hear me any better? I was trying to make sure that.
I can hear you good.
Can you hear me? Okay. I'm good. I mean, I was checking on Tayo to make sure everything was good. I know Biz, DJ Grant, I see all them on. So I'm assuming that whatever has been going on, I know that those guys know how to keep the peace. So I'm just checking to see, you know, that the family is together.
Jay, you didn't answer the question, though.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Okay, the question was, I got stock suspension on 29.
Okay.
I skip a race that I'm locking in. I got stock suspension on 29. But I show up with a ladder bar or back half car, but my front suspension is stopped. Do I have to pay the punk out, or am I I'm within the guidelines?
Pay the punk out.
Yeah. Because, you know, now, you know, at one time there was, you know, there was such thing as, you know, truth in line, meaning, so, you know, if a person asks, are you stock suspension, you know, generally that would mean that, you know, we all refer to the rear.
Okay.
I guess the truth be known, you know, according to the East Coast, you know, if you didn't specifically say rear suspension, then, you know, you wasn't clear.
Okay.
So, you know, so, when you know, that's one of those type of steps that, you know, personally I don't like because it really is just designed to cause trouble, you know, when you got to stipulate, you know, to the third degree what you're saying, you know. But, you know, technically, if a man said, I didn't know what you was talking about, I thought you was talking about the front, you can't really say he knew that or not. So I would say, you know. But, you know.
So it's a lot of trickery involved in it, so we should have a VP man that acts sort of like a referee and check all this.
VP man, that's the purpose of a VP man, and the sole purpose of a VP man is to clear that up, is to make sure whatever, and the VP man make the final call, right or wrong. The VP man is like the umpire. You know, we've all seen a baseball, a man run to the base and be safe, and the umpire call him out. But if he call him out, he's out, you know. He's the shot caller, you know, and so that's the purpose of the VP man is to make a decision because two people are not going to see it the same way, and he has to make the decision, and both men have to live by his decision. So,
and that's not a problem because if we lock in stop suspension and you ladder bar, and you said that you know. I got front style suspension. That means the other man can come with a ladder bar caught in.
Yeah.
And
right, exactly.
as long as it's front style stock suspension. Okay. All right, no problem. Okay.
Yeah. If that's the step, you know, if that's his understanding and he want to hold you to it, yeah, you could come in with a back half with front style suspension, front suspension.
Okay.
Why is there a difference? Aren't they both four links?
You work hard to make it better, to make it perfect in every detail.
Yeah, but the race is supposed to be stock suspension. Not a bond, not full length, not back end.
In a Mustang, isn't that considered a four link?
Not necessarily.
No, it's stock suspension. It's just shaped similar to a four link. That's why they consider that a four-lane car, because it's in somewhat the same place.
No, my understanding of stock-style suspension is far different from a ladder bar or a four-link setup. You know, a stock-style suspension, you know, and I guess, you know, that it's always open to interpretation, but, you know, there's a distinct difference between a ladder bar car, a four-link car, and a stock-style suspension car. You know, those are some pretty big differences in that.
But what kind of stock suspension car are you talking about?
Well, now that y'all are talking about it, y'all are, I mean, this, I'm just going to put this in.
If you talk about a Mustang, a stock suspension, a stock rear suspension Mustang, what do you call that rear end? What do you call that suspension? You can't call it stock forever. I mean, just saying, yeah, it's a factory or stock rear, but what kind of rear end is it? What kind of setup is it?
If you look at a four link is generally, you know, if you look at a back half car or a chassis car, that's a four link. It's going to have
two upper control arms and two lower.
The bar is going to be, the upper is going to be generally 15 inches or longer, and the top bar, the lower bar is going to be longer than that. You know, it's not going to be a stock style, you know, will be probably 6 inches because that's what, and you know, the lower probably be about 12 inches. So that's what's considered, and when people say that, they always say stock style compared to a four link, you know, a four link, you know, those bars are a lot longer. And matter of fact, the four link is actually a straight bar. where in stock style, that upper control and lower, it have some curvature in it. You know, it's because it's designed, you know, similar to the factory product.
But Jay, what do you call that style of a rear end though? In let's say just in a 92 Ford Mustang.
Now I'm just gonna give you what I know. I'm gonna give you what I know compared to, and most of all the stuff I've seen is out of the East Coast. When you have that, it's, you know, when we put up races, it's probably stock style rear suspension.
Yeah.
And if you go to a four link is, you know, has the ProMart style mounting bracket, and like I said, the upper and lower control arm is generally a straight bar, and the top bar is generally 12 inches, and the bottom bar, you know, exceeds that, and you know, and that's a four link. Now a ladder bar, you know, has that A shape that goes up and attach, you know. It's like it's a pretty distinctive thing. Matter of fact, let me show you this. If you go on a lot of the websites, yeah.
Jay, it's a four link.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a four link.
What is a four link?
It's a four link. No matter how. That's what I'm saying. So if you have a stock suspension car, a Mustang, you have a four link rear end in there. Maybe it's not adjustable.
No tail. Stock suspension. Stock suspension is still, they're pretty much kind of both in the stock factory location. It's just basically taking out taking out your uppers and lowers and putting in aftermarket uppers and lowers. I mean, because it's designed and set up to look similar to a four link, doesn't mean it's a four link. If it's a factory four link, guess what? It's a factory four link, but it's not a four link car.
What would I order?
If you had to order what now?
If I had to order my suspension for a stock rear end for a Mustang, what would I order?
You order the upper and lower, the replacement factory part.
Control arm,
both,
right?
And upper and lower control arm. Mm-hmm.
So if I was to change bars in a four link, what would I call those?
You can take those same bars that come out that four link and put in that factory car.
The bars that you would order for that four link,
you could not order those bars for that four link and put it in that stock Mustang and make it bolt up. Now, if you had a cutout back half Mustang and it's a four link car, guess what? You couldn't order those same stock suspension brackets and put in that four link car.
Okay.
So it would just be basically a stock four link factory rear end, right?
What? What are you talking about?
I'm just saying that rear end that would be in a stock suspension car.
The 8.8 rear end that goes into a Mustang. Okay,
right.
You got a four-link car. You can't. There's no brackets that goes for a four-link that's going to bolt up to that 8.8 rear end.
No, I agree.
Okay, all right. So what I'm saying, stock style suspension is basically you're just changing your uppers and lowers. If a factory Mustang is set up and looks like a four-link, because a lot of people try to say that.
Sure.
No, a Mustang instead of like a four link or whatever. Well, that's how it came from. That's where it came from, the factory, like that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing that we did to try to create or manipulate. That's how it came from the factory.
Right. No, I that's what I'm saying though. It's just a factory. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying it's just a factory four link. That's all.
It's a stock location. Yeah. yourself, whatever you want. If you want to say it that way, that's fine. But that's how it came from the factory, is what I'm saying, when they say stock style.
Yeah, and that's all I mean. I mean,
the problem is, this is the thing, with stock suspension or stock style suspension, basically it's just a leveling to it. It's just kind of a thing where people can say we have the same type of car, we have the same type of setup, so we can all, you know, anything that kind of sit like us in the same type of, you know, we got pretty much the same type of car. A back half, four-link type deal, you can manipulate and you can do a little more things. You can trick it out a little better, usually in most cases. You know, so it's pretty much for, you know, what it, I mean, stock suspension is kind of set up because it's like grudge racing. It's trickery. You know, a lot of stuff that, you know, a lot of people that got stock suspension cars, I mean, they are some very radical stock suspension or stock style suspension type cars out there that'll whoop damn near any back half or four-link type of car that look like it or sit similar like it or on the same kind of tire. But it's all about how much you want to spend and who you know and knowing the tricks.
Yeah, I think that'll always be one of those arguments, like what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah, I mean, everybody got. I mean, you know, I've heard it all. I mean, I've heard people say if you change the shock, it ain't stock suspension no more. So you know, there's so many. Everybody got that. There's so many fucking different opinions on that. I don't even want to go down the road. You know.
Now it's gotten to be DJ. From a stock suspension to a true stock suspension. And I still can't figure out what the difference is.
Well, some people say true stock suspension is a non-mini tub car with everything in the stock location. But then some people say, you know, that ain't true because if you change the shocks that came from the factory with motor crash shock, if it ain't got motor crash shock on it, it ain't stock suspension, you know. So, you know, what do you do?
That'll be a never-ending battle.
It surely will.
You work like a four-link.
Yeah.
Make sure you work good. Jay, you still there?
Yeah. No. Yeah, I'm here. I'm sitting here,
Jay,
now. I'm looking on the internet trying to see.
What are you doing up there?
Believe it or not,
I gave him permission to be up.
It's bingo night.
Yeah, believe it or not, I had just ate, you know, about 12 oysters that greased my wife up good, and then they said, you know, and then just as
you said oysters and wife, and I know what's going on next. You don't need to start stuttering. I got you. I'm with you.
I mean,
listen,
she was going to have the worst. She was going to get the worst. She's going to get the hardest goddamn 11 seconds in her life. And then I get a call from y'all. I'm like, goddamn.
11 seconds.
Back in the quarter mile.
Yeah.
more like the 3:30.
That's 11 seconds and a quarter.
Man, she was gonna get some pure hell. Y'all fucked that up for me though. So now I got to wait the next month now.
Gonna have to take a cold shower now, boy.
We know all about that moisture.
Yeah.
Well, Jay, you can always do what you've been doing.
That's what I was trying to avoid.
Hey, sleepy.
Yeah.
Now he got to go to sleep. He's getting up.
You always got your hanging.
Yeah, hell, I feel like Meredith. Me and it spend so much time together now.
Ooh, call that.
Many fingers you can get around it.
Many fingers you can get around it. Many and palmlet.
I'm not joking.
My wife is unique, though. No, she ain't got no time for me. Then she gets jealous of my hand. What's up with that?
Sometimes the hand do the job.
She always talk about, I spend too much time with my hand.
Hey, that's
the hand could be any woman you want it to be. Tonight, Beyonce. Tomorrow.
Well, y'all ain't right.
Well, you know, Jay, I'm inventing hand wigs, Jay. So let me know. I can send you one of them.
I need a blind one, Stevie. I need one blind.
I got you.
Hey, just put a blind one. You'd be all right.
I want my hand wig to be natural.
Okay, well, I'll see you Afro American wig then. I got dread wigs, I got them all.
Miss Lee gonna be looking for you.
Jay, I'm glad you got on, man. You changed the atmosphere of the show.
Yeah, cause y'all trying to crack on my sex life, but you know, like they say, it's mine. Now don't talk about it too much. It's mine.
Yeah, you're right about that. That's yours. That's every 11 seconds.
I'm happy for you, man.
Hey, Jay, you said don't come too often, but you gotta get it when you can.
Exactly. You know. And now she over here pretending like she's sleep and shit. All this noise I'm making, but you know, I can't say shit to wake her up now, you know, she's sleepy as hell.
Post some water on her, she'll wake up.
With some preparation H.
That's what I do. Post some water on her, she'll wake up.
We're gonna
be in Douglas tomorrow, Jay.
We're going to definitely be in Douglas tomorrow, you know. And, you know, I don't know. You know, y'all know it's Douglas. When you put your GPS on, it tell you Georgia. But I ain't never known nowhere in Georgia that it take 6 hours to get there. I don't know what the hell this place is, man.
Wow.
But we will be there. I mean, it's, you know, the only way to get there is by gravel and dirt roads. So.
Pack a lot. You better pack a lot.
It said it's 185 for me. 185 miles. So I ain't sure.
Yeah, but they all gravel and dirt road. That's long as you know that.
You better have a spare tire.
That's what I need to bring a truck in, huh?
Hell yeah.
Or a farm truck.
I heard you have to go through some things to get there, but once you're there, you're there. You know, it is pretty nice once you get there. We will be in Douglas, and Big Les, I don't know, y'all need to check out Big Les. Big Les don't get a lot of props, but Big Les is not a big woman. No. Matter of fact, she wanted, according to Beard, she's a gangster. So y'all need to take Big Liz out now. She ain't.
I always hear Biz kind of throw that in there.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. You got to check out Grant when you come tomorrow, Grant. You got to check out.
Yeah, I got to put my good eye on her.
Yeah. I was gonna tell everybody. Hey, y'all know when we shot that? Y'all know when we shot that that video? That video where we was on the plane going to Dubai. If y'all ain't familiar with that video, y'all need to check it out. But all the women that were there was mesmerized by DJ Grant, man. Every time the camera broke, man, them women were trying to tote DJ ass. They were throwing his ass on their shoulders, trying to take him out of there, man. She would not believe. Man, we just sitting there. We could not understand.
Y'all
know
Jay's
man, listen, them women were trying to take DJ ass.
DJ, you want me to tell them a secret?
That's that old Jerry Curry you got.
I don't know what the hell it was, but man, them girls want to do something to DJ. And then the thing is, he had a woman with him. he had one woman with him, and the other one was trying to sneak out the damn back door with him.
Damn Jay, y'all know Jay be exaggerating, man.
And I'm telling y'all the truth, man. I wouldn't be damn telling y'all that, man. Listen, that shit was. I was just standing back looking. All of us just standing back looking. Every time the camera said cut, they all over there in his damn face and shit. He over there batting his eyes. I don't know. He had him fucked up. I'm telling you, he had him fucked up.
Talking about DJ was over there blushing.
Yeah, they kept talking about, look at his eyes, look at his eyes. He had a mesmerized. Y'all need to check that video out, man, and you'll see them damn women. Every time they came in there with the damn wine and shit, they go him. Like, we don't supposed to get no damn wine. He the only one supposed to get wine. we were tripping on that shit for real. DJ had that shit. DJ had them messed up in there, man.
And man.
DJ wearing that
wild buck. Cologne,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
He had that Slick Rick do that day.
He came over, he had
bell bottoms
and a little dap hat, you know.
Bell bottom. Bell bottom. That shit played out back in the 60s.
Was this recently or in the 60s?
I'm telling y'all, Jay is talking shit, man. Y'all can't listen to what Jay say.
I'm telling you, man. Look at the video.
Hey,
Biz. Okay, hold on. Is Biz still on? Ask Biz what the women trying to talk him out of there now. Is Biz still on?
I think Biz phone dropped. Good.
I'm going to say, Biz, I got a witness. Biz was there too.
Yeah, Biz, keep it real.
Well, DJ. What's your secret, DJ?
Jay is exaggerating, man. Y'all know how Jay do.
He must have that dope spray on.
Hey, DJ, call me after the show, man. Give me a secret.
DJ was licking his tongue out. That's what he was doing.
Oh, that 8-inch tongue.
Yeah, he licking that tongue out,
man.
Y'all know what it is.
Jay is saying all that. You know when Jay say stuff, it's vice versa. He's talking about it. So when they heard Jay had that private plane that we flew on, then that's where they all went to Jay. I said, no, I'm just a passenger. This is the this man that owned the plane right here, you know. they politely left me very fast and went, oh, we want to talk to the man that owned the plane. Damn, this is a Jerry Curl head joker y'all got over here.
I was up front with him. I already told him, you know, I got 3 minutes of pure hell. That's all I got. I wasn't trying to lie to him.
Well, you said not 3.5, but 3 minutes, huh?
Well, you were second longer than me.
Hey, no. Listen. Let me show you this now. I'm 3.5 minutes from fully dressed with shoes, with tennis shoes tied up to the top. Hey, Todd,
to the top.
So hold on. Wait a minute. So you say when the 3 minutes start, when the clock watch start, you fully dressed. So is it?
I'm fully dressed with high top tennis shoes tied tight to the top.
Yes, you're over already.
No, hold on. He got a little damn boxer boots to tie way up there.
You got me beat on that one, Jay. I ain't that good yet. God damn. I'm about to try that one.
Oh, shit. I'm a true promo. I'm about to try to beat the record
on that one.
Promo.
Hold on, you ain't one of the slow promo. You are the super fast promo.
That's up. This ain't no back of him. This ain't no damn stock suspension. It's a full blown promo.
Yeah, full blown chassis car.
He got big tires moving that fast. He got 1873.
Hey, that's what I have Kevin White right. When I pull into the burnout box, when I get that RPMs up and I burn out, I stay full of both kids parachuting on all at the same time. All at the same damn time.
Oh man, that's funny.
I pull it. I
get
it all at the same time.
At least I go to the 3:30, Jay. Damn.
Nose up. Waiting time. You waiting time.
Yeah, waiting time.
You worse than that damn John Witherspoon.
Bang, 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 bang.
Hey, my old lady said if I try that shit tonight, she's going to put me out.
She might want you to put you out then.
I'm already purging. I'm on the phone.
Where you going to sleep at tonight?
There you go.
Heard two bottles already. Oh, man. That's funny, yeah. I got that Jay trip.
Jay Ma should have been on the show.
Man, that damn Jay a trip.
He should have been on the show.
You know, all of those damn races. You know, we all want Pro Mod. You know, we all want Pro Mod. Every one of us want a damn Pro Mod.
Yes, sir.
Every one of us want a damn Pro Mod. You know,
with three parachutes on the back.
Yeah, we want a Pro Mod.
Ain't no use in playing.
Use
your Pro Mod. make it happen.
Yeah.
Might as well go all the way.
That's it.
You hear that, DJ? Leave that turbo alone. Don't get your Pro Mod.
Can't do what now?
I said, don't leave that turbo alone. Get your Pro Mod.
they got turbos and Pro Mod. You talking about?
Oh, see, there you go.
Listen, I got to be on the road at 6 in the morning to get down in South Georgia. DJ, you coming down, DJ?
Yes, sir. I'll be there.
What time you gonna try to get there?
That's 3 hours from me. I'll probably get it around 2:30. About 2:30, 3 o'clock later.
DJ, it's more than 3 hours. Yeah. It's a 4 hour ride. It's a 4 hour ride. Add, I'm telling you, add an hour to whatever you think it's going to be. I'm telling you now.
Damn. My GPS don't lie.
DJ, just listen to
me.
Add 1 hour to whatever it says.
Okay.
I'm telling you now. Now, when you get there, I want you to come find me and then tell me, you right, Jay, I should have added an hour.
Okay.
You'll see. Yes. When you sit in your car, pay attention to the time.
What the hell y'all going to South Georgia for?
We racing down. We got a good deep race with Big Legs tomorrow down at Douglas Motorsport Park.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what up? I'm sorry. Ain't that Grudge? I mean, Grudge Race of the Year. I'm sorry, sir. How you doing, Grudge Race?
Yeah, that's the Grudge Race of the Year.
I don't know what I told
you.
Please forgive
me.
Champ.
What's going on?
Champ is here.
All right, Wood. Nothing much. What the hell y'all doing?
How was I racing?
Man, I had a great race, man. I redeemed himself.
I think you won about 4 races.
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Shitting me.
I haven't blown my head off tonight. Whoa.
You know, that's going to be a hard conversation all week between him, BT, and
the
Arkansas boys.
Y'all done fucked up. Oh, he blew the Arkansas boys' heads off, too. They blow the tires off. Both of them blow the tires off, actually. But
eyes
and them recover. Yeah, they recover. And shit. Put a gap on Arkansas ass. Actually, to be honest with you, people put their radios on today, and hell, they should have had their slicks on today. Track really wasn't good for no radio today. It really was good for a slick, so it kind of put Arkansas in them. Arkansas brought their radio. And they couldn't get down today.
Where were they at?
They should have had a slick on.
That's something serious, isn't it?
Do you guys hear each other really good, or you guys hear like a skipping in between?
Real good.
I hear everybody clearly.
Yeah, it might be my computer.
It's that snow weather out there in California.
Well, you know, it's been shaking really hard out here the last 2 days.
So
I'm okay in case anybody's wondering.
but I had a damn good race, man. I'm talking about grudge racing all day. Some boys did a lot of grudging, you know. Plop blow somebody's ass off for the last race of the night. So it was pretty good. Track was pretty, you know, it was a nice crowd. All the Jackson, Mississippi boys came down.
D&D came down.
The eyes ended up beating them with the Love truck at the end of the night.
What color is that truck?
Huh?
What color is that truck?
The Love truck?
Yeah.
I think it's a silver black looking color.
I ain't seen that.
The culmination of everything coming together and perseverance and fishing line with the
people. Yeah. I think it's a silver black looking cone. And they
beat D&D. Yeah. Both of them blow the tires off. The Love truck recovered quicker. Love truck recovered right away.
That's all about a driver there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like I said, it was pretty good race. There's a bunch of grudge racing, and you know, I'd probably come on and tell you. I know. I think he won about I think about four races. Yeah. He paid us the lockup on one race. On the race we supposed to run the Camaro, he paid us the lockup on that when they didn't want to do that. So, but the rest of his races, he did pretty good. So, like I said, it was a nice crowd. A bunch of spectators out there. All the people from Jackson, like I said, small town racing, Gadget and all of them. Antoine and, what is his name? Ball player. Shit, I can't think of his name. Well, he was over there with the gold, though. So it was pretty good, you know. Pretty good.
Well, that's good. Everybody had a nice time and everything was safe.
Yeah, Fletcher Cox, that's his name. Fletcher Cox and them was over there with the gold dust. Him and Antoine them.
Very good, great.
And Pipe Bender. Like I said, it was a bunch of guys from over that way. Bringing action. So,
Pipe Bender.
Said we get him this. Yeah, Pipe Bender. He a plumber, so they call him Pipe Bender.
Oh, okay.
Good name for a plumber.
Hey, where are you guys at?
We was in Holly Springs.
Hey, Tyson.
Oh, okay.
They should name your brother Milton Pipe Bender.
Squirrel and I had a race over there. Pretty good. Like I said, I enjoyed myself. Hanging out. Messing around a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had a ball over there today. It was a little chilly.
Don't hang out too late. Cloudy. Don't hang out too late.
Yeah, the sun come out. Who was that big, what's his name? Sound like. Who was that talking?
Shake and bake.
Huh?
Shake and bake.
Oh, okay. I thought that was my boy from Chicago. It was some Chicago guys down there. Puerto Rican Pete and them was over there.
Puerto Rican Pete.
Did you get after anybody down there, Whit?
Nah, I was supposed to be running a Camaro, but they were having some problems. They didn't want to do it, so. And they ended up shaking down beside John Woods. And we blowed the tires off. He beat us. We just shook down beside him, though. But other than that, we didn't really have no trouble. There nobody want no trouble. They didn't want no trouble with us.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I suppose. They didn't. Ain't nobody act like they want none, you know. They ain't had to say the right thing. They could have got it. All the trouble they wanted.
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. But like I said, it was a good night. Did nobody wreck. Everybody got out of there safe. And what we did. You know, it was good. It was good.
It's nice.
BT, he was over there doing a lot of filming and stuff. He got it if you missed it.
Yeah. We heard it on the radio, on the talk show, in the background.
Yeah. He jumping on the road now. He hit it over the Tony Wright race. So, I guess you got Jay Bond and them got that Grudge Inc. event going on in Georgia. Tony Wright got his shootout going on in Darlington. Not going to be some good racing going on tomorrow. Down by South Georgia way. On down to J&M Ray. If you go toward North Carolina, the Carolinas, go on to the right.
Hey, guys.
It'll be good racing going on tomorrow.
Another double double, Kevin.
Oh yeah. We shall live racing. We ain't doing shit up this way.
Careful that we don't.
All right, Wick.
Thanks for calling in, Wick. Yeah, man, my computer's been kind of off and on all night, man. It sounds like it's cutting in and out, so I'm catching, like, every other word, like, talking into a fan.
Bits and pieces.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like when you get two people talking, you're saying, trying to figure out what's happening. I'm just hoping that it doesn't play out like that when you guys are hearing, that's all.
Is they going off there?
Yeah, he gone. You say you got to get up in the morning, 6 in the morning to go to drive to Big Les race.
Well, that ain't going to be too hard. He ain't going to get no sleep tonight.
He's going to get all the sleep in the world. He ain't going to do nothing.
Right. He's going to stay with the rest of the night.
Yes, sir.
I just got a text a few minutes ago. I guess there's this big race tonight at midnight out here.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get that other text?
What's that?
Did you get that other text?
My computer's jacking up, man.
I said, did you get that other text?
Yeah, I took care of that.
You did?
Yeah.
All right.
I did that, Jake.
Okay.
Yep, ma'am.
No. I was like an hour ago.
Yes, ma'am.
I told them white women, watch out, Shake and Bake's coming out.
It's funny.
Yeah, he's gonna come out.
They're gonna be wearing two pairs.
Shit, Shake and Bake got a hell of a tuna tail, boy. He got that motherfucking Al Williams, boy. That's a bad motherfucker. You got to help him.
Yeah, he bad with a hammer and a screwdriver, ain't he?
If you want some nicer plum, he'll take 2 months to plumb an intake.
I went by that other day, he was beating on some rocks with a hammer and a screwdriver.
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
Trying to find diamonds.
I didn't hear you.
Jake,
I can't tell if you're saying something.
Yeah. What are you trying to find, Dine?
Uh-huh.
I hear somebody calling me.
I said, what he was beating on.